So let's make a start. First of all, can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
And Orhan Yeter from Turkey.
London.
James Lightwood, Eastern United.
Back up again, Dad. When you communicate with them, right? You talk back and forth.
Okay, so today is going to be today it's going to be what we call a hippopotamus defense. Oh. Now, so many setups against this. It's impossible to say which is the better and which isn't. So, essentially, just pick a system with which you're comfortable.
Even then.
Okay, so the strength of the players is white 2176, black 2144. So they're in the sort of range that most of us could sit down and play against and think of maybe just about getting a win or avoiding defeat. Okay, the game begins. Pawn echo 4. Game move, pawn echo 4. Game move for black, pawn golf 6. Game move for white, pawn delta 4. Game move for black, bishop golf 7. And clearly white's still got a lot of choices here. Black's not been making any commitments with any pieces. Black's just going to play around the edges for a long time here. There's no weaknesses in the black position, and black's just waiting for white to become over ambitious. You can, if you want, play three pawns across the center quite comfortably. White could play pawn Charlie 4 here, and it would be a King's Indian. Black could play pawn Foxtrot 4 here, and we have more an Austrian attack within the perp defense. But it probably isn't going to be a true Austrian attack, because black is not necessarily going to put a knight on Foxtrot 6. Mm-hmm. If you get greedy and play pawn Charlie 4 and pawn Foxtrot 4, I think you are likely to come to grief if black is well prepared. You should not be able to get away with four pawns across there. I know there is a four pawns attacking the King's Indian defence, but I think it's got a bit of a dodgy reputation if black is well prepared. But if black is not prepared, it's a fantastic setup to play for white. Okay, so white's got a big choice here. White could play pawn Charlie 3 here and try and make a strong point of pawn delta 4. Oh well, these are all the choices available. Do your research and find one that fits your style of play. Mm-hmm. In the game, white chooses knight Charlie 3. Game move knight Charlie 3, and the game move for black is pawn delta 6. So yet again, black is not making any commitments of pieces. There's a phrase in football that goes, it's a game of two halves. And this is going to be a game of two halves, with white doing something in her half of the board and black doing something in her. And that's a bit of a clue that this is a Women's Olympiad game from 2006. So it's not necessarily the latest up-to-date theory, and it's two players who are sort of approaching master strength. They're women's masters at the time of play. Mm-hmm. Okay. So white again is at a crossroads. What do you do? Do you play aggressively or do you just play solidly and just develop all the pieces? Well, if you're going to play aggressively, I'd start throwing the hotel pawn down the board.
Mm-hmm.
Or pawn Foxtrot 4. Yeah. There's lots of good ideas here for white. It's whichever suits your style of play best. If you find you get good results with wild positions, then play the open wildly. Black's giving you all the opportunities to do what you want, so take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, boys in the game plays solid, sensible. White plays knight, foxtrot 3.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is where black is clearly playing a predetermined formation. There are so many moves here. Black can transpose it back into a standard perk defense by playing knight foxtrot 6.
Yep.
Black could probably play pawn Charlie 5 here. Black can play pawn Charlie 6 and treat it more like the Philidor type perk defenses we saw in autumn. We had about 3 or 4 games in the perk Philidor.
Does it make any sense to try to play the knight on Hotel 6 and then Felix 5?
Not with white having a pawn still on Echo 4.
Okay.
You can do that system where if you've had a Karokan move order entry, if you imagine a game going Echo 4 at the beginning, Echo 4, Charlie 6, Delta 4, Delta 5, Echo 5, the advanced, you can then play a Fianchetto combined with Knight Hotel 6 to Foxtrot 5, but you usually play Golf 6, Hotel 5, Bishop, Golf 7, Knight Hotel 6. You put a pawn on Hotel 5, so as when you play Knight Foxtrot 5, it's protected. That's called the Gurdjieffe system, and it's fairly solid. I played it for about a year and a half before giving it up for more dynamic play, because I found that against strong players, I'd slowly get ground down without guy because I wasn't getting any counterplay, and against significantly weaker players, again, I wasn't getting any complications for them to solve, and I was getting too many draws, so I gave it up.
Okay.
Okay, well, black in the game has got her repertoire sorted out, knows precisely the move order she's going to play. White can't stop it. So here it comes. The game move for white is pawn Anna 6, pawn Alpha 6. Well, that's fairly obvious. Black's looking to play pawn Bravo 5 and start kicking the Charlie 3 knight around. So white is at a crossroads here. You either do or do not play a certain move. And again, it depends on your style of play. If you want a dynamic game, then you just let black get on with pawn Bravo 5. But if you like to keep control across the entire width of the board, then here we go, the game move. White in the game plays pawn Alpha 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is clearly stopping pawn Bravo 5 before it even gets going. So, let's just check the game score. Yep, 6 out of 4. Right, what's that? Okay, I'm back in the game. Says, well, you've stopped one plan, so I have plan B. Back in the game, plays pawn Bravo 6. Bravo 6. Yeah, so black's going to Fianchetto the light squared bishop anyway and put pressure on Echo 4.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win it yet. I mean, black might think of knight foxtrot 6 to force white to defend the Echo 4 pawn. I don't think black can ever win this Echo 4 pawn by force. It's only if you get careless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're worried about the number of pawn moves by black, it doesn't really matter, yes. It's no great problem. You're not all that far behind in developments. And there's no weaknesses to aim at. Okay. So white in the game plays Bishop Charlie 4.
Game move. How about Bishop Eva 3?
With the intention of Queen Delta 2 and yeah. Yeah, that's another plan, yeah. If you put a bishop on echo 3, you might find your echo 4 pawn is a little bit undefended. Because white's got a plan of defending echo 4, as we will see in the game. And a bishop on echo 3 would interfere with that. So, bishop game move, bishop Charlie 4. Game move for black is pawn echo 6. So now we have 5 pawn moves by black, and they're all on the third rank. But this is solid. You cannot roll this over. The only way to really get stuck into this pawn formation would be to be able to play moves like pawn foxtrot 4 and foxtrot 5. And you might have to sacrifice a pawn to start tearing the position open. Mm-hmm. And you might not be gaining an advantage anyway. I mean, tearing the position open is one thing, but it's no good if you can't follow it through. Okay, so pawn echo 6, 5 pawn moves. White, black is 2 development tempi down, but we're not over worried 2 tempi down if the position isn't open for the pieces to gang up on weaknesses.
Yeah.
Okay, so echo 6, bishop Charlie 4, echo 6. Game move for white, nice and simple, castle's kingside. Game move for black, very easy to spot again, bishop Bravo 7. Bishop Bravo 7 is the game move. Right, so what piece developments has white got here? What options has white got now for piece developments?
Move the rook.
Rook echo 1 maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Charlie 1 bishop he wants to develop.
Yeah, Charlie 1 bishop's got to go somewhere at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many options. I don't think there's any sneaky traps in the position. I don't know if I don't think black is threatening something like bishop takes echo 4. Knight takes echo 4, pawn delta 5, getting the piece back. I don't think black is even dreaming of doing that. That would be a nightmare, I would think. White would just drop back bishop delta 3, and after black recaptures a piece on echo 4, white's got the bishop pair in a semi-open position.
Yeah.
You don't want to give away such an attractive piece as a Bravo 7 bishop, mm-hmm. Unless there's a very good reason for it.
White has done knights before bishops, and black has done bishops before knights.
Yeah. Well, this is the way the hippopotamus goes. Black is waiting for white to commit pieces, see which way the pieces go. I mean, one big commitment from white is playing bishop Charlie 4. It can sit on echo 2 quite comfortably, or it can sit on delta 3, but then the delta 4 pawn can become a little bit of a target.
Do we care that much about the delta 4 pawn? If we protect the Eva 4 pawn with bishop delta 3, we might want to move the knight from Charlie 3 to Gold 3 and then play pawn Charlie 3?
Yep, and regroup things like that are quite common. And then the knight on Gold 3 is a common transfer against the perk, Hippopotamus. Okay.
What do you think about the echo 5 now for white?
Waste. Far too early. It could end up losing a pawn. Delta takes echo 5, delta takes echo 5. Throw in queen. You don't have to go in queen. Yeah, throw in queen takes queen. Something takes queen, probably rook takes, bishop takes foxtrot 3, undermining the defence of pawn out of pawn and echo 5, and then black has bishop takes echo 5, white's losing a pawn.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, so Black has just played bishop bravo 7. White's in the game. Game move, plays queen echo 2. Looks a bit slow, but the queen's got to go somewhere. But White's just going to play good, sensible, solid moves. The Charlie 1 bishop is going to be lifted off the back rank. White's going to centralise both rooks and say to Black, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
And it is hitting alpha 6, which is kind of a semi-weakness because, you know, presumably Black wants to develop his rook and knight, but then he's got to take care of his alpha 6 pawn.
Yeah, it's a long-term target if Black
fails. Just a little nuisance to Black. To,
Yeah, you can't go giving away pawns like that. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so queen echo 2. Good, safe and solid. Nice setup. No weaknesses in the white camp. Everything protected. White is not falling for the trick. The trick of Black of saying Black is so passive, I'm going to blow you off the board. Mm-hmm. You can't blow somebody off the board in the hippopotamus that easily. They have to go badly wrong. And seeing as these players are roughly the same strength, the chances are Black is not going to go wrong. Mm-hmm. So this is a little psychological warfare here at the moment. Yeah. But it might work at a much lower level, round about the rating level of between, say, 1,000, 1,200, maybe up to 1,400. You might get a set of Black might draw a player in that racing range into becoming over-aggressive.
Yeah.
Saying, I'll punish this, but not at this level. Not at this level.
Yeah.
I think White should consider, like, a slow crush type strategy, you know, to take more and more space.
Do you think, Paul, that White could try a plan like rook beta 1, beta 4, beta 5?
Probably just opening up the alpha file for the black rook.
Yeah, but I get a good pawn on beta 5 in return.
Okay. It probably doesn't do any harm. If you've seen it before and you've seen it work, then keep playing it until it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't seen it before. I just thinking aloud.
Well, try it one game.
Yeah.
If you can find players who are willing to play the hippopotamus. It's not a very common defense, the hippopotamus.
Yeah, no.
Which also suits Black in many ways, because if there aren't all that many games at the top Grandmaster level, it means you haven't got the advice of Carson, Caruana, and similar way back to Steinitz to tell you what to do and what not to do.
It's kind of a system too. You can just do it no matter what White does. You can just set this up.
Yeah, unless White's going to go come at you with Hotel 4-5.
Real fast.
In moves say 3, 4, or 5, yeah, you can turn up and play your first 8-10 moves, and if you've got 2 minutes on the clock, then you've been playing slowly.
Right. Okay.
So both players are playing their own systems. Doubtless White will have met this before. You can't get to 2176 without seeing the hippopotamus. So White were probably prepared this. This was in a women's Olympiad as well. So there will have been team preparation. They'll have known, each player will have known their opponents. And I can assure you from having looked on the database, the Black is consistent. Black does play the Perk Modern Complex consistently. There are other defences in the Black repertoire, but this one appears quite a lot. So it was fairly easy to predict this sort of setup would be on the board. Maybe not this precise position, but the general idea. And so it's not come as a shock to White, and it shouldn't come as a shock to White anyway. By the time you get into the upper 2100s, there should be no system of which you should not have had some experience, unless it's something like black going pawn alpha 6 or pawn hotel 6 on moves 1 and 2. And to which case, when you met with such strange moves from black, you just ignore them. You don't try and exploit them immediately. You just say, okay, you spent two pawn moves, you've not challenged the center. I'll just be sensible. I'll just adopt a standard setup I'm used to seeing and see how you carry on.
Yeah. On the other hand, now black is fully developed, maybe except the Charlie one bishop, so it's time to do something for white.
But what, whichever pawn you push, black will push past. If you push echo 5, at some point black can go pawn delta 5. If you try delta 5, black can go pawn echo 5.
No, I just think that it's time to play hotel 4.
If you wanted to play like that, I'd have kept the alpha 2 pawn at home and castle queenside.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Okay,
yeah, you can go hotel 4-5 and put your king on golf 1.
Right.
Yeah. And then maybe get your queen off the back row, put a rook on foxtrot 1. Yeah, okay, it's a crazy idea. The hippopotamus gives you lots of chance for individuality. Yeah. And there aren't any definitive lines. So in the Neidorf, a grandmaster will tell you, if you play this move on move 12, you've got a technically lost position now. We know that.
Yeah.
Whereas in this position, if you do something on move 12, a grandmaster would look at it and say, I prefer whites. But, you know, you can't be too careful. Black's position will have a point where black's able to lash out. Okay. So far, it's still a game of two halves.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? Alright, so we had Queen Echo 2. Black in the game plays Knight Echo 7. Okay, that's the first serious commitment. And it's still an indication that Black is going to play an independent system. Black's not interested in transposing back into a pair or anything. So this is a standalone. It's a nice little repertoire defense. You can just get on with your developments. Nothing much other than pawn hotel 4-5 can make you think. And that's more or less it. Of course, it comes at a price that you have to time your challenge in the center. You have to handle the center correctly, because if you fall behind so far in development and space, sooner or later white will just either keep squeezing you or find a nice pawn break somewhere on you, and you're left with passed pieces all on your own second rank. So you can't just turn up and play this defense without having some experience of playing through at least lower master games. You'll find international masters willing to play the hippopotamus, and it wouldn't surprise me if you found Castle playing it once, but that would be for shock value, and it will have been selected for a very specific opponent who perhaps he wanted to annoy. And Carlson's quite good at the psychology. He's willing to get inferior positions against players.
And it makes it tough on your future opponents, because they have to study that. Maybe you'll and waste their time, because maybe you'll never play it again.
Or he plays it once every 4 years or so.
Yes.
Yeah. he will play it against players of a particular psychological makeup. I can't be certain which type of player, whether it be the hyper aggressive or the hyper passive. I suspect he'd probably play it against the hyper-aggressive.
Yeah.
Because you can't blow the hippopotamus off the board. But black has got to be more precise than white. White's got to make a few more positional errors than black before the position starts turning. think, awkward for white.
Yeah.
Okay, so knight echo 7, the first serious commitment. Okay, where are we? Which moves us? No, not there.
Bishop to R5? No?
No. Why? I think if you play Bishop to R5, might be inclined to play Pawn Golf, Hotel 6 and Pawn Golf 5. Sorry, Black might go Pawn Hotel 6 and Pawn Golf 5.
Mm-hmm. No.
Risky play. But seeing as White's committed to Kingside Castling, or Black just might say, well, you can't play pawn. You could play pawn foxtrot six, but then Black's got a problem with the echo six pawn being weak. Mm-hmm. So Black's not going to want to play pawn. But what good's the pin? Because you can't get in pawn echo five. Sooner or later, Black is going to hit out the pawn Charlie five and move the queen to Charlie seven. So the pin's a bit of an illusion.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Bishop Golf 5. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's just sitting on a square, it's just developed.
Well, the only other move I would think of here would to play Delta 5, but I am wondering if at some stage Black will push Charlie 6, and if I we end up with problems for Delta 5 is probably the other option.
I suspect it's too early.
Yeah, but Black has to do something against Delta 5 anyway.
Because you're threatening to win a pawn on Echo 6. Yeah. Black will push past.
Yeah, but if you push past, it's very fine for...
Well, Black will push past first with pawn echo 5, that's immediately obvious. And then both bishops are stuck behind their pawn chains, but the black bishop can drop back to Charlie 8.
And Black has a beautiful break with foxtrot 5 then, after he castles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the close centre means Black can afford some regrouping time.
What about Bishop David 2 for White here?
There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. He says sometimes I've seen the idea of getting the bishop eventually onto c3 to negate the bishop on Gustav 7. I've seen that happen quite a few times. That sort of idea. Trying to kill off the bishop on g7 eventually.
Oh, yeah. I think. I won't say always, but I think White can arrange a mechanism of eliminating the Golf 7 bishop. It usually brings more rewards than losses. This Golf 7 bishop can prove to be a dangerous piece in the middle game.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole systems have been set up for White involving just removing that bishop. Okay, well, you see the idea unfold. The game move for White is Bishop Foxtrot 4.
Bishop Foxtrot 4.
I think it's just arguing a little bit over the Echo 5 square.
Mm-hmm.
In case Black's thinking of pushing pawn Echo 5 to fix the centre in some points. And it's also Bishop Echo 3 would lose the queen guard on echo 4. So it's just a move, it's just developed. And White still has the option of putting the queen on the dark squares to go to hotel 6, even though it's costing White a tempo by going queen echo 2 and queen dancer 2. But as you see, White will cover all this. So White's just saying, I've got the centre. I've got nice piece developments. I can't break you down because your position's too strong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a waiting game, this. So White's just saying, I'm going to put my pieces in good squares and see what you do.
This might be a good setup, like against any passive thing by black, and then we just stays on the first three ranks. Just put your white puts his pieces like this. What could be wrong with it?
Nothing wrong, providing you don't get caught in the sunset. Putting your bishops on fourth ranks allows your opponent to hit out with a fourth rank pawn push.
That's true, yeah.
And you know, it could mean that if you wanted to keep the position closed by pushing pass, you will lose that option, because if the pawn forks a piece in a pawn, then it means you can't push pass.
But he's got to have three supporters at least to push that pawn.
Yeah.
But so he could do it. He can't make three supports.
But it's also not maybe the deterring black from playing pawn Charlie 5 and Queen Charlie 7, just on the grounds that you don't want to walk into a pin.
I don't know. I don't like match a bishop on Felix 4. It doesn't exert a strong pressure on white's position, on black's position. And for me, but I am not a strong player. I think this bishop doesn't belong to Foxtrot 4, but could be Eva 3, could be Golf 5, could be Hotel 6, if you can play Hotel 6 to trade off the dark square bishops. But
I don't like it on Felix 4 either, I must admit.
I don't like the bishop on Felix 4.
Well, it's a kind of stop, prevent targeting black five.
Bishop on Foxtrot 4 is not bad actually, because it's controlled the Hotel 2 and the Charlie 7 diagonal, and you can put on also bishop to Golf 3 maybe sometimes.
Two good diagonals. For each bishop, it's a really good thing.
Yeah. So it's also control the center and doesn't close the echo file. So not bad, I think.
Yeah.
Trouble is, what black can play d5 or e5 at any point, really. Those become very playable, but.
You can't stop everything. White can't stop all black options. White can't prevent black from hitting one pawn to the fourth rank. You just have to accept that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So all you do is shuffle your pieces in such a way as you try to cope with all eventualities. Because this is a game of zero tension so far. Some openings put tension in immediately. If you like the Albin, not the, yeah, which one it is, Delta 4, Delta 5, Charlie 4, Echo 5. That's the Albin counter, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Immediately, they've had two moves, and there's two sets of pawns in contact. That's direct tension. Yeah. That's just tension straight away. Whereas this, there's no tension in the centre. It's a totally different way of playing chess. Okay, it might not suit you, but it might. Yeah. Some players like to just have a nice position. Karpov, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would not find Karpov throwing Hotel 4, Hotel 5 against a Fischer. So Fischer does. And there's the contrast between the two players. And yet they were both successful. So, you know, you play according to your style. Recognize your style and then study opening systems that best suit it. And that's all that white is doing here. So I'm not going to say white's playing a wonderful game here. White is playing the game that suits white's style.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if ever you find yourself in the position of having to recommend openings to somebody as a novice, do not recommend the Nidor Sicilian for black. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most difficult defences in chess to play. There's just so much going on across the board. It just puts the beginner under too much pressure.
It's so much analyzed.
Yeah, if you want, for the beginner, I would recommend, you recommend they play symmetrically. If white goes one echo four, learn pawn echo five. If white goes pawn delta four, learn pawn delta five. And I suppose if white goes one pawn Charlie four, go pawn Charlie five. And if white goes knight foxtrot three, go knight foxtrot six.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if white goes pawn bravo three or pawn golf three, I probably think about telling him to develop one of the sets of pawns. Or maybe they'd like a fianchetto system. Fianchettos aren't that easy to understand. I think for a beginner, you have to learn how to lose. Well, you don't have to learn how to lose. You will lose an awful lot. But you can learn a lot from losing. And the symmetric positions are the better way to learn how to get your pieces out quickly, how to defend weak points, how not to prevent weak points in your own camp, and see how your opponent exploits them. But if you start playing sophisticated stuff like the Nidorf or the Hippopotamus, you're going to fall apart as soon as the first tactics start happening, because your ability to see what's going on in the tactics just won't be there because you're at the beginning stage of chess. Okay, so the bishop on foxtrot 4, actually it does serve one good function I've just seen. If black plays knight delta 7, it means black can't go pawn Charlie 5 because the delta 6 pawn will be attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some purpose to bishop foxtrot 4. And if you wanted to be ultra conservative, if you really want to take a slow view, play pawn hotel 3 and drop your bishop back to hotel 2.
Sure.
So white's just gone bishop foxtrot 4 and it's black to play, and I think we're still in the game of two halves here. Yep, we sure are. Black in the game plays castles kingside.
Yep.
Okay. Notice even if black plays Charlie 5, the delta 6 pawn is being hit by that bishop. The weakness.
Yeah, but it's defended by the queen on delta 8 at the moment.
Yeah, but is black going to put his queen on that diagonal?
She might not.
Yeah. Then where he's put the knight? White's playing well, I think. You know, just doing a slow crush and giving black squirm. Where is it? Black has got to do a break somewhere, sometime. But where?
We'll see. Okay. Yeah. So white in the game just gets on with another sensible move. Game move for white: rook alpha delta one.
This keeps. Yeah.
Now that stops pawn Charlie 5, delta takes Charlie 5, delta takes Charlie 5, symmetric pawn structure. So black now has to take into account that the rook has got an extra attack on the queen.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing, it's not fatal, but it's just something you have to be aware of. And
yeah.
the more little things that sneak into a position like this, the slightly harder it becomes to find a good plan for black.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
why not play rook echo delta one?
Because the rook on foxtrot is going to come to the echo.
It's all his pieces developed while black wonders what to do.
Yeah, but it's not lost, is it?
Oh no, everything's still.
But white's got a much more comfortable position to handle.
Yeah.
White doesn't have to think about much other than the safety of the echo 4 pawn and the delta 4 pawn. Whereas black has to be thinking in terms of, can white push one of these pawns to advantage?
I think that
White
would be threatening to play delta 5, so I think that now black should play delta 5, should keep the delta 5 close and play delta 5 for black now.
Okay, and then it depends on what white does. If you play pawn delta 5, you're beginning to veer into the French defense territory. You've lost the tempo in the process, but
position is solid still.
Yeah, there's no big weaknesses in the black position yet. Okay, so let's see what black does. Well, black must have been listening to the coaching sessions in advance. The game move for black is pawn delta 5.
Okay.
Again, this will have come from experience, most likely. Now, I mean, this is fairly predictable setup for white, isn't it? Yep. Pieces looking on comfortable squares, doing nothing wrong. And so black must have learned by experience that if you arrive at a position with white castle, kingside, queen echo 2, rook alpha delta 1, that it's advisable to push pawn delta 5. You learn things like this the hard way, or by studying somebody else's games.
I think the basic idea of playing delta 5 is just to deny any significant activity to the delta 1 rook.
Yeah.
It's just common sense.
Yeah. And it stops any dynamic pawn breaks for whites now, because if white solves the bishop of remembering the Charlie Ford bishop has been attacked, white can then either open the center up with echo takes delta 5 or push close the center with pawn echo 5. So that's going to be a big crossroads for white. Well, the first thing to do, what do we do with this Charlie Ford bishop? Which diagonal is it going to retreat down? Is it going to come to delta 3, bravo 3, or alpha 2?
Delta 3 now.
You like delta 3? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have to consider echo takes delta 5, I suppose.
Yes, I will play echo takes delta 5 and then bishop delta 3.
Echo takes delta 5, knight takes delta 5. Hitting your foxtrot 4 bishop.
Okay. So bishop retreats to golf 3.
Okay. You might suffer knight takes Charlie 3, but seeing as it's not such a bad problem.
It's not a problem. Oh, yeah.
I think I like better retreating the bishop, though, rather than taking the pawn.
Well, I think if you take the pawn, you're freeing up the black position a bit, because the knight will take on delta 5 first.
You don't want, really, yeah.
And white really doesn't want to go knight takes knight delta 5. Bishop takes knight delta 5. Pieces are being exchanged off. And the more pieces exchange off, the pressure just drops on black. So white isn't looking to exchange pieces here.
No, but black is not looking to exchange pieces either at this moment. Black wants to keep the delta 5 closed. So black will not play the move delta 4 takes delta 5 takes either 4.
No, that would transfer the Charlie 3 knight into the center.
Right, so.
But white is threatening echo 5, so black has a problem, I think.
If you're going to play the hippopotamus, you have to learn to play in cramped positions.
Yeah. But it's getting pretty serious.
Okay. Well, white in the game chooses bishop alpha 2.
Oh. Bishop alpha 2.
Yeah. I didn't, because there are so few games on this, No, not so few games, but the hippopotamus isn't a common defence. I didn't actually look up this game to find out where theory runs out and where the players have been left on their own.
Yeah.
I suspect Bishop Alpha 2, we're getting close to the point where this might be a unique game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the database I consulted, probably is. Yeah. Okay, so Bishop Alpha 2, White's just keeping pressure on the Echo 6, Foxtrot 7 diagonals.
Yeah, and Delta 5 itself. Yeah.
And keeping pressure on Delta 5 as well in some small way.
Even though, what, four times? It's being attacked three times. So Black can't take too many defenders away. He can't take two defenders away.
No, Black cannot reply Knight Delta 7, which is a natural square, because Black will just lose a pawn on Delta 5. Oh, no, he won't. No, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, it's 4-3, so 3-3 is okay.
Yeah, you need 4, don't you? No, I don't think White's really wanting to play Echo takes Delta 5, because then it's in, then the Queen's on the wrong square. Queen's on Echo 2. You'd be wanting to double rooks on the Echo file. But then if you double rooks on the Echo file, Black will probably slowly challenge them one by one. White wants imbalance somewhere.
Well, it depends. If you still consider a plan of playing Hotel 4, Hotel 5, the Eva 2 square is a good square for the Queen.
Yeah, I'd rather do Hotel 4, 5 with a rook on Hotel 1, which means the King walk to Golf 1 becomes an idea again. There must be something wrong with what I'm suggesting of putting the King on Golf 1 and keeping the rook on Hotel 1. Otherwise, you'd be all telling me that Kasparov's done it so many times and you do it yourself.
Yeah.
I suspect at club level, you could probably get away with putting your king on golf one and throwing Hotel 4-5 down the board.
But the king is already on golf one right now.
Yeah, but there's no rook on Hotel 1.
Right.
But there would be if you just march your king to golf one, leaving the rook on Hotel 1.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe not even move the king. Just
yeah. Don't you think, though, if you threw Hotel 4, Hotel 5, then Black would try and lock up the pawns, you know, by perhaps playing Hector 6 at some point. You know.
Mm.
They'd try and lock the pawns if White took that approach.
Doesn't move usually.
You might be committing White into sacrificing a piece of two pawns on golf 5.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous for both players. And it's who can calculate the tactics better will come out of that one.
Yeah. My experience at club player is that it's quite dangerous for Black to try that. And as you say, White will sacrifice and will get a strong attack. It's not sure that against the master it will work, but the club player, you have the best of it.
Yeah, the lower down the rating scale you go, the less accurate people are going to be in tactical positions. They're going to miss moves because they don't analyse far enough, and they're going to miss moves because they don't analyse enough variations to begin with. That their candidate moves. So in essence, the whole tree of analysis that can be created in a position will be less the lower rated player. And every time you make a move, you get a new tree of analysis coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, the lower rated player, statistically, is likely to miss something. But that's what statistics do. They just give you indications, not facts. And every now and again, the lower rated player we'll get it right, and it could just happen that the sacrifice was incorrect, and that the lower-rated player just happened, through good luck, maybe on a couple of occasions, to land on the right idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Delta 5, Bishop Alpha 2, and it's Black to play. Right. It's not nice. No, there we go. Ah, of course it is, yeah. Bishop f2, black in the game does play knight delta 7, so I got that wrong. So white cannot win a pawn on delta 5. But for those of you that were a bit mystified by comments earlier, I used to brute force analyze positions like this. I would be confronted and I'd say, pawn takes pawn, delta 5, pawn takes pawn, delta 5, knight takes pawn, delta 5, knight takes knight, delta 5, bishop takes knight, delta 5, bishop takes bishop, delta 5. Ah, I've lost a piece. Whereas if you just count up the defenders, echo 6 pawn, echo 7 knight, bravo 7 bishop, 3 defenders. Count up the attackers, echo 4 pawn, alpha 2 bishop, Charlie 3 knights, 3 attackers, 3 defenders, and providing all units can move in the defensive formation, none of them are pinned, then you cannot win a pawn. If, however, the white bishop on foxtrot 4 had been placed on golf 5, white would be able to win a pawn here, because white would be probably winning more than a pawn. White might be winning a piece on echo 7, depending on how it goes. Now, white would win at least a pawn. White would win at least a pawn. It would just be a lovely position for white if white had a bishop on golf 5 and black had played like this. If white had a bishop on golf 5, black would not play like this. Okay, so knight delta 7. What does white do now?
In the theme, he would just play rook foxtrot echo 1.
Still time to play pawn takes pawn.
You could play pawn takes pawn. I think the white queen on echo 2 might become a little bit exposed.
Yeah.
She's going to have to move.
Go off the echo file then.
Yeah, you can play rook
one. Rook foxtrot echo 1.
Okay, and just say pass again. I want you to commit. I've got a piece developed now. It's on a good square, and I want you to make a commitment move.
Black has no. If he tries to break out, there's a good chance he'll end up inferior.
Black might be preparing to play pawn takes pawn. Echo 4 followed by knight foxtrot 6.
Yep.
All right. It depends on your style of play. I didn't look up white too much. In fact, the mechanism by which I found this game was because I saw black playing 2 games and a handful of about 6 or 7, which I was looking down on the database from a previous coaching game. And I thought, if a player is playing 2 games out of, there's 7 games in this position, and this player has played 2 of them and seems to be winning against higher rated players, I thought, all right, you got my interest. I'll have a look and see what you're doing. And I just by random chance hit on this game.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact I think this player's name appeared in the last published game, which was the Nimzovic Sicilian.
Mm-hmm.
where white sacrificed a rook with rook takes delta 7. If you can remember that combination. White broke through on the light squares. Yeah, okay. Well, that was the last game published. So, yeah. All right. So, I can't tell you too much about white as a player. So, all I've got is this one game and a few other references. So, again, it comes down to style of play. Some players like open positions, some players like semi-open, and some like closed.
Mm-hmm.
White likes a closed position. Game move for white is pawn echo 5. Not saying it's good, but it's good for her.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Any ideas what Black's going to do now? Center is
so, sorry, what happened after Delta 5?
Bishop L2.
Okay.
I'll have to get
a score shortly. Well, Black has now Charlie 5.
Delta 5, Bishop Alpha 2, Knight Delta 7 for Black. Echo 5 for White, and it's Black to play.
Charlie 5 is to be considered for Black.
It's the obvious dynamic move, isn't it, now?
Yeah.
White shifts the centre, so Black undermines it. The other method of undermining the centre is Pawn Foxtrot 6, but in this case it might not work because White will go Echo takes Foxtrot 6 with an immediate attack of Queen takes Echo 6 check.
Yeah.
And Foxtrot 6, we have to keep analysing. Echo takes Foxtrot 6, Rook takes Foxtrot 6. But then Bishop Golf 5, the Rook, if the Rook moves away, Queen takes Echo 6 as check again. So you're losing at least a pawn, if not more.
Mm-hmm. So we could play probably Knight Felix 5.
Yep, I don't think White's going to lash out with Pawn Golf 4. Black would then come in with Knight Hotel 4 and then be preparing to trade the Foxtrot 3 Knight off, which undermines a defender of the Delta 4 pawn. Okay, Knight Foxtrot 5 is a possibility. Still no pressure, still it's just pointing at Delta 4, but you can't win it.
Rook Charlie 8.
Cuckoo. Nothing wrong with it.
Charlie 5?
It's the only dynamic move, isn't there?
Yeah.
All the other pieces, apart from maybe a Knight Foxtrot 5, they haven't got any sensible moves to make. And it's the natural response, isn't it? I mean, that's what happens in the advanced French, isn't it, for most players. When White pushes past Pawn Echo 5, Black pushes out with Pawn Charlie 5. Most times, not always. Sure. There are other systems for Black. That's the common one. Okay, this is the game move, Pawn Charlie 5. Okay, well, White's just going to sit here and do nothing again, because Charlie 5 doesn't actually threaten anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
So White in the game anticipates Black's strategy, actually. Yeah. Black is obviously going to play this like a French defence now, and if you know your French defence, in this type of position where White's pushed Pawn Echo 5, probably driving a Knight from Foxtrot 6 to Delta 7, then it means that the Knights come in for Black on the light square, so Delta 7, Charlie 6, aiming at White's dark squared pawn chain of Delta 4, Echo 5. And then the fight goes on as to whether White can maintain the pawns or Black undermine them.
Yeah.
So White anticipates a big attack on Echo 5 at some point. So you need another defender. You overprotect this.
Rook?
Rook Foxtrot. Yeah. Game move for White is Rook Foxtrot Echo 1.
I think he should have done that first before pushing Echo 5.
I don't think it made a great deal of difference.
Don't push Echo 5, because that gave Black this obvious Charlie 5 thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe White is happy with Black playing Pawn Charlie 5.
I think the other way would give black big problems. He had no way to get any good break. And white is building a tremendous development here.
Just one question, Paul. How do you think that white should react if black pushes Charlie 4? And obviously then if white wants to play Bella 3, we will play pawn takes pawn. And white bishop on alpha 2 is not in good shape anyway. So Charlie 4 is probably something that white has to study or consider.
It's not a problem. Not a problem at all. White is in, well, one game plan, and I don't think this is giving away too much of the game, but white is almost certainly going to play Queen Delta 2 at some point when it's, and line up Bishop Hotel 6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the Queen goes to Delta 2, what has happened in the position?
He's protecting the knight.
The queen has gone to delta 2.
When a piece moves, what happens?
The rook protects either 5, I suppose. Rook protects either 5.
All right, that's one thing. The rook does protect echo 5. But something else happens. When a piece moves, what happens?
You free a square.
Yeah.
You vacate the square for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So if the queen goes to delta 2, who can go to echo 2?
Knight.
And then with the knight on Charlie 3, so on echo 2, what happens when a unit moves? It vacates the square for somebody else. So yeah. Queen delta 2 commits knight echo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Knight echo 2 permits pawn Charlie 3.
Yeah, pawn Charlie 3, yeah.
And then the bishop can drop back to Bravo 1.
Yeah, but so what?
Well, then white's got a rock solid delta 4 dark squared pawn chain, and then it is ready to get stuck in with the hotel and golf pawns on the king side.
Mm-hmm.
Black will have no dynamic play if you push pawn Charlie 4. You will have to make full use of the queen side pawns. You have to get some mechanism of getting pawn Bravo 5 in.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Because at the moment you're losing a pawn. But as soon as the knight goes to echo 2, you could play pawn Bravo 5. I assume white will play alpha take Bravo, drop bishop back to Bravo. Mm-hmm. Okay, you might get some space there. It depends on how you play these positions, how you like to play your positions. Some players like open positions, some players like to push past pawns whenever they can.
Yeah.
Okay, so white's just played rook foxtrot echo 1 over, protecting the echo 5 pawn. Anticipating at some point there will be the delta 4 pawn is going to trade in some way. Now black in the game plays knight Charlie 6, the obvious French defense move. Now there is a threat here. Black is threatening Charlie takes delta 4, knight takes delta 4 for white, and then the knight on Charlie 6. Let's do it another way. Echo 5 pawn is defending once, two, three, four, five times. It's defended from echo 1, rook, echo 2, foxtrot 3, knight, foxtrot 4, bishop, delta 4, pawn. Five times defended. But as soon as black plays Charlie 5 takes delta 4, white plays knight takes delta 4, two defences have gone. Now that would think leave black with three attackers, bishop, knight and knight, knight delta 7, knight Charlie 6. So you think that means I can't win the pawn. But you can, because the second defender to the pawn is the queen.
Yeah.
And if the queen takes on echo 5, she'll be lost to whichever remaining black three defenders is still on the board. So the threat is Charlie takes delta 4, White knight takes dance 4, knight Charlie 6 takes echo 5, winning a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, white could play queen dance 2, I suppose. But white instead prefers to liquidate with delta 4 takes Charlie 5.
Oh.
Game move, delta 4 takes Charlie 5. Black doesn't seem to have much choice here. There are still four defenders to the echo 5 pawn, so black can't play knights, either knight, any knight takes echo 5. Black, I think, unless black wants to make a sacrifice to a pawn here, I can't see the benefits in allowing white the luxury of Charlie takes Bravo 6. So black in the game plays Bravo 6 takes Charlie 5. Okay, so both players now have got what they want. White's got a space advantage. White can play on the king side. Black has got dynamic central pawns and possibilities of playing over on the queen side. So each player has got something to think about. Despite the fact both players castle king side, each is going to be having to defend on one side of the board while they're attacking on the other. So it has the flavour of an opposite wing attack, but with the difference that black will not be able to engage in a mating attack on the white king.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Foxtrot Echo 1, Knight Charlie 6. Delta takes Charlie 5, Bravo takes Charlie 5. Right. White in the game. Is Queen Delta 2. Okay, so it releases another piece to the Echo 1 Rook to defend Echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know when playing Rook Fox plus Echo 1 that you're going to need that, but here we go. And White is now threatening Bishop Hotel 6. Well, any ideas for Black?
Rook Echo 8.
That would indeed prevent the Bishop Hotel 6 and trade on Golf 7.
Yeah, because the Bishop could drop back to Hector 8.
To Hotel 8, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
Not a very good place for the Rook, though.
However, there is a tactical flaw in that. I'll just show you an idea. I'll just throw some ideas out. Imagine Rook Echo 8, Bishop Hotel 6, White. Bishop Hotel 8. White comes in Queen, say... it's not going to work. No, it's not going to work. Okay. I was trying to get the Queen on the Hotel file, play Knight Golf 5, and then go Bishop Golf 7, but it doesn't work with the Black Queen on Delta 8 guarding Golf 5. But it doesn't work. It's too crude.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rook Echo 8 is a good defensive move. But yeah. Okay. Black's deciding to play aggressive. Black in the game plays Queen Bravo 6.
Oh.
Is there a threat of Queen takes Bravo 2?
No, he took the Rook. Yeah, he takes
too much time with the Queen.
Bravo 7, Rook, Bishop.
if Queen takes Bravo 2 in this position, Rook Bravo 1 for White, Queen Alpha 3 is forced. And then White could choose between the simple Rook takes Bravo 7 winning a piece or Rook Bravo 3 trapping the Black Queen. I'd be prepared to take the piece first and then be greedy and try and trap the Queen next move.
Mm-hmm.
So, Queen Bravo 6, maybe Rook Echo 8 is something to be explored. Well, white doesn't need asking twice. Game move for white is, I'm pretty sure it is. Where is it? Okay, yeah. Queen, yep, game move for white is bishop hotel 6.
Yeah.
The game move for black is rook foxtrot echo 8.
Oh.
Well, what happens when a piece moves?
You vacate the square for somebody else.
So if white is thinking of transferring the queen to, say, somewhere like hotel 4, bringing in knight golf 5, and then taking a piece on golf 7 to undermine, to free for queen takes hotel 7 as a plan. Mm-hmm. That can stop this, stop the whole plan with a knight on foxtrot 8.
But then I think... should have played the rook the move before. Do that anyway. Then you could have that maneuver of bishop to hotel 8.
Well, you might find white entering into crude ideas involving. Suppose the rook was on echo 8, then foxtrot 7 is undefended. White comes in with bishop hotel 6, black drops back bishop hotel 8. White can play moves like queen foxtrot 4 and knight golf 5.
Yeah, cool.
And then how do you defend foxtrot 7? Because if you play rook foxtrot 8, the bishop will have it.
It's not looking so good for black anymore. We're still.
No, the short term threats are with white. Yeah. Well, that's always the case if one player's attacking on the king side. You know, if black's going to start picking up queenside material and then try and withstand all the pressure on the king side, black's got a long-term win. But you don't know when entering into these positions which way it's going to go.
He might have put that rook on Bravo 8. That'd be another idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and then maybe the king could possibly sprint across the back rank if matters got really difficult.
And that's a good file for the rook, because
well, then queen takes Bravo 2. Oh, no, it doesn't, because queen alpha 3, rook Bravo 3. Mm-hmm. He still traps the queen for a rook.
Yeah, you have to move the queen first or something.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Okay. So black plays rook on foxtrot to echo 8. Okay. Maybe black's thinking of putting the rook on echo 7 to guard foxtrot 7 from there.
Yeah.
Okay. So white in the game plays bishop takes golf 7. Nothing better to do. And black in the game plays king takes golf 7. Well, since queen takes Bravo 2 isn't safe for black, what can white do now?
Hotel 4.
Okay, just with the idea of stripping away a little bit of pawn cover?
Yes.
Yep. And it's not going to be a problem for the white king, isn't going to be in danger, is it?
No, I don't think that... White should be too much concerned about opening the position on his king right now.
Yep, that's right. White agrees with you. The game move is pawn hotel 4. Yeah, there's not a lot black can do about the opening up of the semi-opening up or the opening up of the hotel 5. Right, I'm not quite sure how to defend against these. I used to play Fear and Shadow Systems. I played the Perk Modern Defense. I played it for about maybe 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I found these attacks with the hotel pawn very dangerous. I mean, I'm not saying I lost every game, but I just found them dangerous. Mm. And yeah, defending against them was always a problem. Hard work is the phrase. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's lots of ideas here for Black, and we could spend all day flicking them around and not proving anything. I mean, Black could try Rook Hotel 8. Mm-hmm. So if Hotel 5 comes in, what's White going to do?
Well,
because if you play Hotel Takes Golf 6, Black can open up the hotel file.
I don't think I would let White play Hotel 5, and I would play myself Hotel 5 as Black immediately.
Yeah, that's an idea. And if White tries to break through in the hotel, then you can put your own rook on Hotel 8.
Yeah,
okay. White might play Knight Golf 5, intending Pawn Golf 4, and then you have to take Hotel 6 Golf 4, I think. Maybe not. You might be able to survive Golf Takes Hotel 5, Golf Takes Hotel 5.
Mm-hmm. The king seems to be able to escape through Felix 8 and Eva 7.
Well, I'm looking at ideas like Knight Golf 5 and Queen Foxtrot. Oh no, Queen's on Delta 2, not Echo 2. Queen Foxtrot 4 would be a bit of annoyance, wouldn't it? Knight Golf 5, Queen Foxtrot 4. You got to defend Foxtrot 7 again.
Yeah.
And then White might come in with a rook lift and across to the king side. Yeah, White at some point might have to do something about the Bravo 2 pawn. You can't leave that hanging forever. If the queen goes walkabout on the king side, queen takes Bravo 2, the Charlie 3 knight might hang. So maybe Knight Golf 5, Queen Foxtrot 4, it's all a little bit too early. Maybe White should just play the standard plan, Knight Echo 2, and just see how Black handles it. If Queen takes Bravo 2, you drop the Bishop back to Bravo 1, and you're ready for Pawn Charlie 3.
Mm-hmm.
Not with the Queen on Delta 2, you know. You don't want to go losing a Pawn for nothing. But White can build slowly. Okay, Black in the game prefers Pawn Hotel 6.
Pawn Hotel 6?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then
maybe Pawn Hotel 5.
Yeah, and then if Golf 5, you sack the knight for the two pawns, and it seemed very promising.
It will be a very strong attack, especially with the rook lift coming to the third rank, either Delta 3 or Echo 3 next move.
Yeah. Both rooks can get into it, actually.
If it didn't give checkmates, I'd feel a little bit disappointed. Yeah. So I don't know if Black's miscalculating here. Because if Pawn Hotel 5, Golf 5 would be the nice move, if it wasn't for Knight Takes Golf 5.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, White in the game, I think. Better check the game score. Well, Bishop has to look at this. That's traded. King takes, okay. Hotel 4, Hotel 6, yeah. Yeah, I thought so. White in the game plays Pawn Hotel 5.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I probably thought she was preventing that, but she isn't.
Or maybe she thought, yeah.
She could push past, but...
Push past, and when it came to it, thought better, yeah. Or maybe she didn't want a pawn arriving on Hotel 6 no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
No, the white queen still can't get into Foxtrot 4, Foxtrot 6, because providing Black keeps a knight on Delta 7, there's no mating that's on Golf 7. Okay, so Hotel 5. Black to play comes up with a strange move. I'm not too sure about this, but don't. But remember, We're dealing with, oh, I should tell you the ages as well. White is just about to turn 17, and black is about 19 and a half.
Oh, now they're young.
But they're representing their country at the Olympia.
Yep.
So?
Rook golf 8 or rook hotel 8, maybe.
Yeah, the king side looks a bit bare for black, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, then if rook for golf 8, for instance, then black is ready to push past if white doesn't take. And if white takes, it's maybe not so bad either.
Yeah, maybe rook hotel 8.
Yeah.
Intending to lift the alpha rook across to foxtrot 8 and at least have some heavy pieces around the king.
Almost could be a counterattack against the white king at some point.
Yeah, okay. Now, I don't like criticizing club players. I like criticizing grandmasters.
Right.
Yeah. Because I can always turn round and say, well, you lost, so you must have played a bad move somewhere. But I don't like criticising club players because they're trying their best and they're not setting themselves up as just professionals. And it's only the databases that has exposed them to the world.
Yep.
If this was 100 years ago, this game would not be a public consideration. It would just be played, the two players would shake hands, they'd walk off with their score sheets, and nobody else would ever see it again.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of an unfairness to pick on club players and start criticising their games. So all I'll say is, I probably wouldn't have played this. Okay, the game move for black is Knight Bravo 4. But it's threatening to just take the bishop on alpha 2. If that bishop is deemed to be... Yeah. I'm not sure. What else has black got? Put the knight back on Charlie 6. Does black want to commit either pawn Charlie 4 or pawn Delta 4? Perhaps, if anything, if you're going to move the Charlie 6 knight, it could go to Echo 7. And again, be ready to just play somewhere in on the king side. Perhaps knight Echo 7 to foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
And maybe force white to advance pawn golf 4. So at least when the attack comes in, the white king has got a little bit of a space around it. Yeah. But yeah, it depends on your mentality, your makeup. I mean, maybe blacks have games like this before, and a knight Bravo 4 idea maybe worked that day. But yeah. I think I'd prefer knight Echo 7 here if you're going to move that knight. Okay, so when it comes knight Bravo 4, let's see what white does. Well, you're not going to let this piece go, are you? Are you?
Good, you made. Black.
Sorry, did you made a lot of move after Charlie 5?
It's connected by the number.
Yeah, it's been about 6 moves.
Ooh, okay.
The bishop is protected by the knight, so it's not losing a piece. It's not so good. Let's see, what can I do?
So after Charlie 5, we had rook foxtrot echo 1, knight Charlie 6, Delta takes Charlie 5, Bravo takes Charlie 5, Queen Delta 2, Queen Bravo 6. Bishop Hotel 6, rook foxtrot echo 8, bishop takes golf 7,
yes,
king takes golf 7, hotel 4, Hotel 6.
Yes.
Hotel 5 for white. Mm-hmm. Knight Bravo 4 for black. And we are discussing. We're just discussing Knight Bravo 4, and it's white to play.
The two rooks, white rooks, are on Delta 1 and Eva 1.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And Black Knight is attacking Bishop on Alpha 2.
Which is protected.
It's protected, yep. But then maybe Black can snatch Queen, takes Bravo 2.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's ugly.
Rook Bravo 1, Rook takes Bravo 7. And then Black's got Queen, takes Alpha 2, and maybe Alpha 4. White's got a Rook on the 7th, but Black's picking up pawns.
Yeah. We can put on Bishop Bravo 1, maybe.
Yeah. Well, if you go Bishop Bravo 3, Black might play Pawn Charlie 4 on you.
Yep. No, Bravo 1, not Bravo 3.
Yeah, but if you play Bishop Bravo 3, Black could play Pawn Charlie 4,
yeah.
Okay, but White in the game doesn't do that. White in the game plays Hotel 5, takes Golf 6. The idea being that if Black plays Knight takes Alpha 2, White plays Golf 6 takes Foxtrot 7 with a tempo attack on the Black Rook on Echo 8.
Right.
And then White picks the pawn back next move, and the process has destroyed the Black Kingside defences. Black Kingside is wide open, so the White Queen and Rook coming in.
So White's move was Hotel 5 takes Golf 6.
Yep, and it's Black to play. Mm-hmm. So Black doesn't allow this. Yeah, Black is not going to allow Golf 6 takes Foxtrot 7 destroying the Black Kingside. Black in the game plays Foxtrot 7 takes Golf 6.
That doesn't look so bad for Black because he can grab the Foxtrot for help.
All right, now it's White's move, and White saves the Bishop Bravo 1. Okay. So now maybe you should be beginning to see a little bit of a White plan. White is not going to be playing on the Queen side. White's going to be playing on the King side.
I don't know why. I don't think White should have played pawn takes Golf 6. Just let that sit there and...
Well, we'll see what White's plan is.
Yeah. But now Black knows what's what on the King side.
Yeah, on the grounds, if you don't play a move, Black doesn't. You always have the opportunity to execute it, and you keep on shuffling the pieces behind the execution until the time is right. Well, White.
For example, now Rook to Foxtrot takes this nice file. It may or may not be good, but. Before, there was a pawn on 5-7, so that would be an ugly move to make. So, anyway, I think that was the wrong order there.
Yeah. Well, we're not dealing with grandmasters. They've got to play 40 moves in 2 hours.
I know, and they're getting tired, and they're under big stress and all that.
Yeah. Well, I think it is fairly stressful playing for your country because when you're playing for yourself and you have a bad tournament, you just go, it's a bad one. But if you have a bad one for the team, you feel a greater sense of responsibility. Okay. So let's see what happens. The players are doing the best that they like to play their chess. So we're going to have disagreements. So, if we had Carson Caruana on display, we wouldn't really be disagreeing. We'd just say, I don't like that move. It's not my style. And that's it. But you can't argue with the strength of the move. Whereas, mm-hmm. whereas in this game, well, yeah. But then again, we don't play perfect moves, do we? We come up with ideas, and four moves later we go, oops, that was a bad move. That move 4 moves ago, the whole idea was bad. And yet you played it because you thought it was good.
Yep. Well, rook to foxtrot 8 has to be considered. It even sort of has a threat of rook takes knight, sack the exchange, because white is down a bishop in a way with that bravo 2 bishop is awful. Bravo 1 bishop, I mean.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see how it unwinds. We just had bishop bravo 1. What's that? Okay, correct. Rook fo- game move, rook foxtrot 8.
Yeah.
Well, white sees rook takes foxtrot 3 as a threat, maybe.
Yeah.
Especially combined with pawn delta 4.
Mm-hmm.
Or rook takes delta sharp foxtrot 3 first and then pawn delta 4.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then lining the other rook up on foxtrot 8 and charging in with rook takes foxtrot 3, yeah. Okay, so white's in the game, eliminates that problem. Now, how is white going to do it?
Check with the rook, or he can move the knight, like hotel 4.
If you go rook echo 3, pawn dodge 4 might come in on you.
Yeah.
Why not allow rook takes foxtrot 3 and play knight eva 2 with the idea of transferring the knight to golf 3 or golf 1?
Okay, you could allow that, yep, but you'll be giving black some play. White's whole strategy in this game has been to not give black any play.
Yep.
So white is going to move the foxtrot 3 knight, it's just a question of where.
Where? Hotel 4 looks good.
Okay, or the other one to consider was hotel 2.
Yeah.
And come to golf 4 to force black to do something about the hotel 6 pawn. And if you go knight hotel 2 with pawn hotel 5, you'd have to think carefully about lashing out with pawn golf 4, because you could be opening up the long diagonal. If black ever plays pawn delta 4 and you play pawn golf 4, it's getting a little bit drafty around your king. I said this one's going to be a mating attack on the white king.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pawn golf 4 would give you an attack, but might also give something to black.
Yeah.
So it's either knight hotel 2 or knight hotel 4. Which do you prefer?
Mm-hmm. Hotel 2.
You want first hotel 2?
Yes.
Okay.
I like hotel
2. Then I will be able to move the knight to Felix 1 if needed. And the king is better protected and then can still carry on my attack. And I can even do myself a rook lift.
Yeah,
I can play my rook on Eva 3 and then relocate the rook on Golf 3 or Felix 3 myself. No, not on Felix 3 because of Bishop, but on Golf 3.
No. Okay, so you come up with a plan of putting a rook on Golf 3 at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. White agrees with you that the rook on Golf 3 would be a nice square for one of them. But if you had a knight on hotel 4, wouldn't you be pressuring golf 6?
Yes, but it's not too difficult to defend at that moment. And
why? What with?
Even but still, black would play it himself for golf 5, maybe, and maybe black will be able to transfer back the queen to the king's side by playing rook delta 8 and rook eva 8. And queen delta 8 and queen eva 8. So I don't think that the attack is that dangerous for black. I think that white has to do something with his bishop. And so for the moment, let's regroup, play quietly. Maybe move that knight to Eva 2 after playing the rook to Eva 3, free that bishop, and then try to think up with a plan. At present, I don't like too much a coordination of white pieces.
If you're not careful, you put a rook on echo 3, followed by knight echo 2. Pawn delta 4 might give you some headaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Okay. Well, the game moves knight hotel 4. So, white's just probing at the golf 6 pawn.
It's faster. Faster than hotel 2, I think.
White's got to be careful about the foxtrot 2 pawn now. Because the black rook on foxtrot 8, black queen on bravo 6. Pawn Charlie 4 at the wrong moment might catch white out.
Yep.
So the only question is, does black want to push pawn golf 5, which would force tonight back to foxtrot 3, and then maybe we could have the rook sacrifice again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or can we consider that we could play now a pawn hotel 5 again, and you should be able to bring back the rooks and the golf 8 and hotel 8 if needed, and that should hold at least for a while. So I didn't like much the move hotel 6, and I did prefer hotel 5 instead, but I still like hotel 5 now.
But if you played hotel 5, white can play golf, queen golf 5, maybe.
Yeah, so what? Yeah.
It's dangerous, right?
Threatening queen takes golf 6, probably mate. Probably getting close to mate.
Yeah.
Maybe black should double rooks on the foxtrot file. Yeah. White gave it to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. But at present, the golf 6 pawn is attacked by nothing. It's attacked only by nothing.
Yeah, but why can't attack it? No. Eventually.
You can play rook echo 3, rook golf 3 now.
Yeah.
If you go rook echo 3 immediately, pawn delta 4, rook golf 3, pawn golf 5 would virtually be forced.
Like rook foxtrot 7.
Yeah. So there's lots of ideas going on here, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no precise way to play this position, is there?
I think white blue her advantage.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens then.
Maybe we should first play knight echo 4 or something. What?
It's pawn on delta 5.
Okay, delta takes echo 5, echo 4, and queen takes delta 7, check.
Oh, I see, you're transferring across there. If you play knight echo 4, black might play knight takes pawn echo 5 then.
Ah. Okay.
I think you want this pawn on echo 5.
Yes, right.
Yes.
You could make use of the fully open, the echo file to play rook takes echo. You can't, there's queen on bravo 6.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to think very carefully about letting that pawn go.
I think that now that white's bishop is in a bad square, that black has to be a little bit cautious, and he should regroup and maybe move the queen to Eva 8 by playing queen delta 8 and queen Eva 8. Either immediately after playing hotel 5.
Okay. So you're sensing a little bit of danger on the king side.
A little bit, yeah. Yes. And before I try to do something more active, I don't like that much my queen on that better 6 square.
Well, if she can't play queen takes bravo 2, then she's gone to the wrong square, yeah.
Queen delta 8 threatens the knight. Notice.
Yeah.
And even if she can play queen takes beta 2, it's obviously going to be a great loss of time, and probably that space and activity is more important than greed right now.
Well, this is one of the whole points of the variation, isn't it? The white leaving the Bravo 2 pawn on offer is saying, I'll have all the short-term play on the king side and see what happens. And if you survive that, you've probably got a one ending. But you've got to solve kingside problems before I have to solve queenside problems. It depends on the mentality of the player. Some players will give something to get something. Other players won't give you anything. And this is the type of position that tests your defensive and attacking skills. Some players feel they can defend horrible positions. Court surely made a career out of it. I wonder sometimes if he deliberately got difficult positions to, you know, they're just on the edge. They're always looking as if they're just going to fall over. But he's judged it that they don't. But their opponent thinks, I've got a great position here. This is so close to winning. And they either push too hard or spend a lot of time on the clock trying to find the winning line that maybe isn't there. Of course, it doesn't always work, and sometimes he takes a loss. But maybe he found with black, he got quite a lot of wins by creating difficult positions for himself. Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of nerve to do that. All right, knight hotel 4. Black in the game agrees the king's side has to be defended. Game move for black is knight Charlie six.
Knight Charlie six. Aha.
What about that one?
Yep.
Okay, well, let's see what happens.
That knight was doing good work there.
Oh, well, it's going to do good work elsewhere.
I guess so, yeah.
Game move for white. The game move for white now is knight echo 2.
Yeah.
Hang on, let's get this right. It was knight hotel 4 for white. Knight Charlie 6 game move for black. Ah, that's why. Hang on. It was not knight echo 2. Put the knight back on Charlie 3.
Yeah.
Put the knight back on Charlie 3. Yeah. Couldn't make sense of the game score. The game move for white is Queen Delta 3. Which doubly attacks Golf 6.
The knight was stopping that before, and she...
Yep. it was preventing Queen Delta 3. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's only one move for black now. If you play Pawn Golf 5, it's too late. Queen Delta in Hotel 6, check. And you're losing at least two pawns, and you probably get mated very quickly by a rook delta 3 across. Okay, so the only move for black is to play knight echo 7. So the knight on Charlie 6 goes to echo 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is where white plays knight echo 2. Game move for white is knight echo 2.
Going to f4, maybe?
Yeah. That's a move to consider. Right. So now black is beginning to see that white is transferring lots of pieces over onto the king side, and that there's not much black can do about stopping the white pieces getting across there. So now it's a question of trying to set up defences. Yeah. That there is what white is planning is transferring the queen to golf 3,
mm-hmm.
and then bringing a triple attack to golf 6 with knight foxtrot 4. And pawn golf 5 won't win a piece because the queen on golf 3.
But Paul, I have a problem with that position. I don't see the all the attackers on the golf 6. Do I have a pawn on Charlie 2?
Yes.
Yes, and my bishop is on Bella 1.
Yes.
So, the only piece I see attacking the golf 6 pawn is my queen on Delta 3. Is there any other piece that's attacking?
A knight on hotel 4.
Oh, the knight is on hotel 4, not on hotel 2. Okay.
Yeah, hotel 4, game move, knight, hotel 4,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, sorry, sorry. Yep.
Yep. So, white is preparing, in fact, white is preparing pawn Charlie 3, that with knight echo 2, pawn Charlie 3 is a big threat. Mm-hmm. And then there's a triple attack on golf 6. So how does black get another defender? Black's got two defenders already. Knight on echo 7, king on golf 7. How do you get a third defense onto golf 6?
What about now knight takes echo 5?
Where's the... That's dum-de-dum-de-dum. Queen goes to golf 3. Which threatens queen takes echo 5. And if the knight moves, queen takes golf 6 check.
Yeah, but we can put the queen on Charlie 7 maybe?
Then pawn foxtrot 4. Your knight has to move, and then queen takes golf 6 check.
Yes, right.
So knight takes echo 5, queen golf 3. Hits the knight and attacks golf 6. You can't play rook foxtrot 5 to defend your echo 5 knight because white knight hotel 4 takes the rook with check.
Yeah.
If the knight moves, queen takes golf 6 must be murderous. So that's as close to 1-0 as you're going to get. Mm-hmm. It's just a question of the rook dealt. You know, you win at least two pawn. You at least one pawn win on the king. It's got to be horrendous stuff in life. So knight takes echo 5, queen golf 3, queen Charlie 7, pawn foxtrot 4, kicks the knight, and golf 6 falls to an attack. And hotel 6, and echo 6. Okay, so queen delta 3, you've got to find another way of defending golf 6.
Yeah.
Play knight foxtrot 8.
What do we have?
Sorry, what did you say there, Jim?
Knight to foxtrot 8.
Take your own rook. Yep. That's right. Yeah, a nice on foxtrot 8 will defend golf 6. You're right. It's the only way to get another defense on golf 6. So it's telling you which piece has to move. The only question is where.
Yeah, that's the next question.
Can we try to put a knight on Felix 5? It's dangerous, but...
Remove the knight and press the arrow keys.
Knight foxtrot 5, I don't know. That might encourage pawn golf 4.
Knight takes Hector 4.
Yeah, that? Knight takes knight then.
Okay, so that's no good. So knight foxtrot 5, what do we do? Nothing there, there's no fancy move.
Charlie 3 maybe.
Well, you still got knight takes hotel 4 and you backwardly guard golf 6.
Yeah.
But pawn golf 3 won't do any good for white because the knight comes back to foxtrot 5.
Well, you can play knight takes golf 6 and then push the pawn because the knight will be pinned.
Or you could play knight takes golf 6, king takes, knight foxtrot 4 check.
Yeah.
And where does the king go? Foxtrot 7 to guard echo 6?
Yeah.
Not good enough, is it? It's not good enough. Unless queen hotel 3 to hotel 7, you've got to be brave to do that.
You do it my way, you get your piece back. So that's maybe the best.
Yeah. Knight takes golf 6, king takes pawn golf 4. No, black will be playing rook takes. Oh, you've got to be careful about rook takes foxtrot 5 because you're entering into a pin and it's the Bravo 1 bishop that's going to be the key player in the pin.
Will come to life, yes.
Yeah. Alright, knight foxtrot 5 would have to be seriously considered. But yep. I suspect white will get good play with knight takes golf 6.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've been after knight foxtrot 5, you can play knight foxtrot 4 directly.
No, knight takes hotel 4, backward. Oh, you got knight takes. No, you haven't got knight takes echo 6 as a queen on Bravo 6.
Knight takes, ah, yeah.
Knight takes hotel 4, backward guards hotel golf 6.
Right.
So at present, my golf 6 pawn is attacked only twice, by the queen and the knight, correct?
Yes, but the knight foxtrot 4 is coming in, or pawn charlie 3 is coming in, so you're going to need a third defense soon. Well, we got the answer. You vacate foxtrot 8.
Yeah,
it's just a question. It's just a question of which square. Okay. The game... Yeah, black in the game chooses Felix 7. Game move, black pawn, rook foxtrot 7. Rook foxtrot 7.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so queen delta 3, knight. Knight. Echo 2, rook foxtrot 7. Yep. White in the game plays a sensible move, pawn charlie 3. Mm-hmm. Opening up the long diagonal. Black in the game plays the only move to make sense, knight foxtrot 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
White in the game brings pressure to bear on golf 6 in a different way. White in the game plays queen golf 3.
Mm.
Well, it's just putting a pin on the golf 6 pawn.
Yeah.
And it means now that the queen and bishop are the right way round. If there's any combinations to occur on golf 6, you want the queen to be the last piece to capture, not the second piece. It has the option of being the second piece to capture now, but now there's sacrificial possibilities in the air of something takes golf 6 and followed by knight foxtrot 4 maybe. So there's combinations in the air to be calculated after queen golf 3. And they all take advantage of the black king being in a pin. Okay. Well, I think black's in a difficult position here.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of problems to be solved here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say black is lost here, but this is just the sort of position that it's very easy to make a slip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, black in the game plays King Hotel 7.
King Hotel 7.
Now, is there a combination for white involving knight takes golf 6 here? I don't think so. If knight takes golf 6, suppose knight on foxtrot 8 takes golf 6, white comes in knight foxtrot 4,
mm-hmm.
black can go rook golf 8, and now it's the white queen who's in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a piece down. To be followed by rook foxtrot golf 7 and king hotel 8, and I reckon black might be winning that. So knight takes golf 6 isn't a combination. You have to analyse it during a game, but don't be surprised when it doesn't work.
Yes.
So it's white to play. Any ideas?
Knight takes 4.
Yeah.
And black cannot play pawn golf 5. Why?
Because of the bishop.
Because of that useless bishop on Bravo 1, yeah. Told you it should have gone to delta 3. Game move for white knight foxtrot 4. So now the golf 6 pawn is 4 times attacked.
Rook golf 7, of course.
Or rook golf 8. Oh, you can't go rook golf 8. Yep. When a piece moves, it vacates a square. So this was Black's defensive idea. King goes to hotel 7 in a horrible pin, but at least the rook can come to golf 7 to defend. The game move for Black is rook golf 7. So, 4 attackers, 4 defenders. So, what's white to do? Sulk, cry, burst into tears and say, not fair. 4 attackers, 4 defenders.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Knight, hotel 5.
Ooh, what's the idea of that? Ah, you can't go golf takes hotel 5 because it's pinned.
Yeah.
Where are you? What's the idea of knight hotel 5?
I want to take the rook.
But if the rook moves, you won't take it.
Yeah, if your rook goes to golf 8, knight Felix 7 check.
Felix 6 check, yeah.
Felix 6 check.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, of course, the rook doesn't have to go to golf 8. But nevertheless, what you're saying is, I can transfer my knight from foxtrot 4 to foxtrot 6.
Yeah.
So really? the only question is a knight on foxtrot 6 good?
Not bad.
Well, it severely restricts the black king, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's doing more on foxtrot 6 than it is on foxtrot 4. If you can't get a fifth piece on golf 6 to win it, and with your queen in a pin to a potential rook on golf 7, you might not get a combination to work on golf 6. So what White is saying is, if I can't get a combination on golf 6, I'll have the positional advantage of a knight on foxtrot 6, and then we'll start thinking again.
Mm-hmm.
But the game move for White is knight hotel 5. The game move for Black, I think you pointed out, if rook, golf, 8, knight, foxtrot, 6, check, wins an exchange, and then we don't have to take any more risks, do we? It's a fairly simple position. So, Black in the game plays rook, foxtrot, 7. And the game move for White is knight, foxtrot, 6, check.
I guess White could get a couple moves on the score sheet if you wanted to, too.
Retreat knight foxtrot 4, yeah, that might have been the professional thing to do.
Depends who's time, who needs the time.
Yeah, drop back knight foxtrot 4, yeah. Well, yeah, White might be well ahead on the clock, to which case you don't want 2 moves on the score sheet, do you?
Right.
Yeah, I imagine Black's down, more down on time. Blacks have more problems to solve. White's been able to play moves comfortably and sensibly, whereas Black's been the one having to think, am I about to fall apart?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right, so the knight comes in on foxtrot 6 check. And Black in the game plays king golf 7. So the black king walks back into another pin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we do now? Very interesting. What do we do now?
What do we do?
Well, you've probably got a draw with knight hotel 5 check. But do you think White's thinking of offering a draw here?
No.
Try to win.
I don't think so.
No, there's too much imbalance in this position. Unless, of course, you were playing a Grandmaster and you didn't have the nerve.
Or if that's all you needed to win the tournament, whatever.
Yeah. But I suspect if you were playing a Grandmaster and you got this position and you offered a draw, the Grandmaster would decline. Wouldn't decline to another grandmaster, but will decline to any of us.
So white can force the draw unless black really wants to. Can black deviate? I don't know if he can.
No, you can't, because if the king goes to the back rank, there probably is quite a knight takes golf six tactic.
Okay, Paul, I have to leave you. I don't feel well, so I'm sorry. I have to quit. Okay, goodbye.
Okay.
Bye. See you next week.
Okay. So, white needs more pressure on the king side. Well, it's a rook lift, isn't it? It's one of the other rook lifts. It's the only question of which one. Okay. White in the game plays rook delta 3. The game move is rook delta 3. I'm not quite sure about the difference. So if you play rook echo 3, you might allow pawn delta 4, and you have to then move the rook. If the rook on delta 3, I suppose black could wear pawn Charlie 4. Then white might go rook golf 4. Sorry, delta 4 to come to golf 4. So it's black to play, and black's got a free move. But what can black do? How can black try to make progress?
Not easy for him.
All right, this is the sort of position that we could probably spend a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes, and still not fully decide what black's best plan is. Should the queen head back to the king side, maybe? Not easy to see how she can get to the king side yet.
Yes.
The kingside pieces are tied up. Foxtrot 8 knight, foxtrot 7 rook, echo 7 knight. They're all tied up. But they're just about holding the position. But if white can get another piece on that golf 6 pawn, there's going to be a combination. And it's probably going to be decisive. Okay, for better or worse, black in the game plays pawn delta 4.
The only way, I think.
You're probably right. Or maybe something like, I don't know, I can't see rook alpha 7 doing anything in sending bishop alpha 8 to strengthen the second rank. I don't think the second rank is really of great importance. Black's got to do something and do something quick, and it's about the only dynamic move. So we're not going to criticise that. It opens up the long diagonal for the bishop. It keeps ideas alive, and who knows? White might start thinking that there's a decisive combination on the king side and mishandle it, and you've activated the position. So okay, so delta 4 is probably the right move to play. And you probably have to play it quite quickly and make it look as if you know what you're doing.
Trying to scare her.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't recommend you start out. But showing a bit of confidence now and again doesn't do any harm. Okay, so pawn delta 4 has been played.
It's kind of a tiger idea. When you're losing, complicate.
Yeah. And it's the only move to set any complications. Yeah. So white in the game just calmly carries on. White in the game goes queen golf four.
Yeah.
When a piece moves, it vacates the square. Black in the game plays delta, takes Charlie 3. Delta 4 takes Charlie 3, game move. White doesn't mess around. You're not going to give your opponent a pawn on the semi-plane. White in the game takes time out to play Bravo 2, takes Charlie 3. Attack on the king side can't be easily stopped. So Bravo 2 takes Charlie 3. Now this is a really difficult move to find. Really difficult move to find. Mm-hmm. Clearly white is going to go rook golf 3.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 attacks on a triply defended pawn. And black cannot get a rook to the golf file to take advantage of a pin up the golf file on the white queen. So it's almost falling apart now for black. Well, black wants to get the queen across to the king side. But how? Okay. Black in the game plays queen, Bravo 2.
Strange. Huh. She could have taken a pawn there before. Now she gets nothing.
So maybe she could have taken the pawn instead of pawn delta 4, yeah?
Or even instead of pawn takes pawn.
Yeah.
Queen takes pawn.
Yeah, we didn't look at that so well, so too late to go back now. Yeah, well, White's got to carry on with the game plan. If white's going to do anything. White can always accept the draw. Well, black will be quite happy in this position to have a draw.
I think so, yeah.
So what white carries on with the game plan? Rook golf 3. Oops. Now this is a quadruply attacked golf 6 pawn which cannot be defended anymore. And if you try through like pawn golf 5, I think pawn foxtrot 4 will just tear you apart. Something happened when the white rook transferred to golf 3. Okay, well the white rook lost control of the delta file. Black in the game plays queen delta 2. So the black queen has come from Bravo 6 to Bravo 2, now goes to Delta 2. Mm-hmm. And as it does so, it puts a tempo attack on the rook on Echo 1. So white hasn't got, white can look at things like knight takes or bishop takes golf 6, calculate them all out, but you have to begin with losing a rook on Echo 1. So can white afford to lose the rook on Echo 1? Or should white even be thinking in terms of giving up the rook on Echo 1?
We can, maybe.
He does have rook to delta 1.
Bishop, well, golf 6.
Okay, queen takes Echo 1, check. King hotel 2.
What are we going to do?
It might be a mating attack, you might be right.
Yeah.
Or at least you get the rook back with bishop takes foxtrot. But then again, after bishop takes foxtrot 7, you got echo 8 covered with the knight on foxtrot 6. So that might well be a mating attack. Bishop takes golf 6, queen takes echo 1, king hotel 2. Bishop takes foxtrot 7, discovered check. And if king takes, queen golf 7 is mate. So after bishop takes foxtrot 7, discovered check, the king goes anywhere, queen golf 7 is mate. So maybe bishop takes golf 6, brave move. All right, we have to start analysing one of the knights takes golf six. And then knight on hotel four takes golf six.
Mm-hmm.
And then the king goes to hotel seven. And then there's no, there's knight foxtrot eight check maybe. It's all very complicated. Fritz could tell us it's probably winning. It might well be winning. There could well be enough firepower in front of the black king to demonstrate it's a force mate. But you would look very stupid if you gave the rook away and didn't get checkmate.
The black is spelling queen to golf five, right?
Yeah, black's getting the queen back to golf five. This was black's defensive resource. Queen comes in on bravo two, transfers to delta two, tempo attack on the white rook echo one, and then drops back to golf five. So at least it's forced the white queen to drop back out of the attack or trade queens. So at least the immediate mating threats probably disappear, the queen's trade. Yeah. So white has to work out, can there be a sacrifice on golf six, or does it have to be rook delta one and accept the queens are in a trade? Well, if you had 20 minutes and lots of energy, you might be able to calculate out to just a mate. On the other hand, you could just say to yourself, this position is so massive on the king's side, I'll still have a big advantage after a trade of queens. So white does...
Rook on echo three.
Yeah. You might lose queen. Charlie one takes your bishop on golf. On yeah. Bravo one.
You've got the two rooks now coming in on the attack. But anyway.
Yeah, you might still have enough. You might still have enough. Oh, rook echo three. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
And maybe you'd rather lose the bishop than the rook. Anyway.
Yeah. But the rook on delta 1 has options of rook delta 7, depending on, providing there's not a knight on foxtrot 8. You've always got a rook delta 7 lift at the end of the sequence. So, you know, even if the worst comes to the worst, after queen golf 5 by black, you're going to win at least a pawn on the king's side when queen's trade. So then you can start thinking in terms of the ending. If need be.
Right, and you still have something to attack.
So yeah, with rook delta 1, I think you're forcing queen golf 5, so you're going to win a pawn and the attack continues. And you've got to rook on the delta file if need be for later. And the black pieces are in a horrible mess. So the safe move is rook delta 1. But if you want to be a hero, Make sure your calculations are correct if you're going to take something on golf 6. You're going to play something at golf 6. Practically, I'd say rook delta 1 is a sensible move. Because you've got such a big position. You can let your grandmaster coach point out all the checkmating lines to you later. You can justify not sacrificing the rook. By saying I thought the position was so strong without it that it didn't really matter.
When you're winning, keep it simple. When you're losing, keep it complex.
Yeah, and this is not a simple mate. Bishop takes golf six, knight on foxtrot eight takes golf six, knight takes golf six. This is a very complicated position. Yeah. You better make sure it's checkmate. The black king might escape via foxtrot eight to echo seven. Then you're in trouble. Okay, so white chooses a sensible move, rook delta 1. Game move, rook delta 1. I think that's right. Okay, we've had that. So we've had rook delta 3, delta 5. Which line are we on? There, there. Okay, there, there. Okay. So we've had rook gold 3, queen delta 2. Right, so definitely rook delta 1, and the queen comes back to gold 5. Okay, move for black queen, gold 5. Now the only question is, can white retreat someone like queen hotel 3 and trap the black queen? Queen could come to foxtrot 4. Queen hotel 3, queen foxtrot 4, nothing doing. I think white just says, I'll have a pawn and have four pieces around your king. Queen hotel 3 might be worth a try, but in practical terms, just take the pawn and keep the massive pressure. So white in the game plays queen takes queen on gold 5. Black has to play hotel 6 takes gold 5. And white in the game plays rook takes pawn, gold 5. So all white's pressure's done has won a pawn, and the attack continues.
And the queens are gone.
And the queens are gone. So it means black's desperado attempts to get an attack against the white king are gone as well. So basically, this should be now white's games to throw away.
And white has a wonderful delta file with his rook.
Yeah, so as the phrase goes, I've said it so many times, it's a Kasparov favourite. Every piece of mine is better than every piece of yours. Every white piece is better than every black piece. So you'd expect something to happen. And white is a pawn. Okay. So, black in the game removes the king from the pin. This pin on this, this king has been in pins all over the place.
Yeah.
So back in the game plays king hotel 6. So releases the pin and attacks the golf 5 rook. Now both players might be getting short of time now because this is move 37 about to be played. Well, there's probably lots of good ideas here. Most of them involve moving the rook or protecting it. Clearly knight foxtrot 3 would be a losing blunder because bishop takes foxtrot 3 and then the rook has no defence. So you either move the rook or you defend it. Rook gold 3 looks sensible.
Yes.
I mean, rook gold 3 and then bring the double rooks on the delta file. You still can't invade rook delta 7, but with the knight on foxtrot 8, all the black pieces on the king side are out of play. White has to be careful about the echo 5 pawn. If the echo 5 pawn falls, then the foxtrot 6 knight is undefended, undermined. So white in the game defends echo 5 and defends the rook with pawn, game move, pawn foxtrot 4. Game move for white, pawn foxtrot 4. Any ideas what black can do?
Bishop, maybe, somewhere.
Well, you can't play rook delta 8 to defend. Okay, you can't challenge the white rook on delta 1.
Mm-hmm.
Your foxtrot 7 rook hasn't got a move. If you move either of the knights, you have to allow for the... You see, black is triply defending gold 6 with two knights and a king, and white is triply attacking with bishop, knight, bishop, bravo, one, golf, rook, and hotel, four, knight. So the three attackers are neutralized by the three defenders. So if you move any of the three defenders out of the way, you could end up losing your golf six pawn back.
What about rook golf seven again?
Yeah, that's okay. Golf seven. Okay, so then you're over. That's liberating one of the knights to move, isn't it? You're performing over protection. Yeah, a triply attacked pawn is then quadruply defended. And when it's quadruply defended, all four defenders then have the freedom to move.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a difficult position for black, isn't it?
Very difficult, I think.
Well, on the basis that white is going to go maybe rook delta 3 to golf 3,
right.
You're going to have to do something pretty quick. Okay. Well, black decides to liberate the pieces. Black decides that there's a possibility to play actively, to let the golf six pawn go. Well, two approaches. You can either say, I'll carry on defending this to the death, or I'll just let it go and try and get some activity in the meanwhile. In other words, go down fighting if you're going to go down. That's what Black's saying with this next move. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't mean you're guaranteed to go down fighting. But if you do nothing, white A is a pawn out. Every piece better. It's just such a lovely position to have. This is white's game to throw away. So black says, I'll go down fighting if I'm going to go down.
So
black in the game plays knight delta 5. Which forks a foxtrot pawn and Charlie 3 pawn. And if knight takes Charlie 3 comes in, maybe knight takes Bravo 1 is in the air, and that relieves a lot of the pressure on golf 6. Mm-hmm. Okay, and also black is certainly knight takes foxtrot 4, undermining the golf 5 rook.
Yep.
Well, White comes up with a move which has sort of been suggested already in the background, in the notes. There was an idea. Remember, if knight takes foxtrot 4, you could be losing a rook.
You might be able to take that with something.
When bishop takes golf 6.
And as you do so, you attack the rook on foxtrot 7.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can do something about protecting one of your pawns, depending on what black does. Here's a sad line. Bishop takes golf 6, for example. Rook golf 7. What do we do about rook hotel 5, checkmate?
Very good mate, I think.
Yep, so bishop takes golf six cannot be answered with rook fox up. So bishop takes golf six. You then have to start calculating what's in one of the knight six, golf six.
Queen, rook takes golf six, check.
No, no. Oh, that's right. Oh, there's not one of the knights. There's only one knight, isn't there? Yeah.
Left, yes.
A rook takes golf six, check happens to be checkmate, by the way, because the black king on hotel six is in a very strange position. The knight on foxtrot six prevents it from going to either hotel seven or hotel five.
Right.
So, if bishop takes golf six, black plays knight takes golf six, rook takes golf six is mate. So after bishop takes golf six, the rook can't move. Oh, it could go to hotel seven, but you just take it. And then I think we could stop analysing that. You'd be an exchange up and the attack continues. Something will get. So bishop takes golf six. Either wins the rook or the exchange or allows mate. So the game move for white is bishop takes golf six. So, black to play, you've got to do something quick. If you play rook golf seven, rook hotel five is mate. As is knight golf four, mate. So you can't play rook golf seven. If you play knight takes golf six, rook takes golf six for white is mate.
The only move is knight takes foxtrot 4.
I think so, yeah, which undermines the golf 5 rook. So the game move for black is knight takes pawn foxtrot 4. So both players now have a rook on priest. And unfortunately now, the bishop on golf 6 is doubly defended and triply attacked. Knight on foxtrot 4 can backwardly take it, knight on foxtrot 8 can take it, both supported by the king on hotel 6. So if you move the rook backwards, golf 3 or golf 4, knight on foxtrot 4 takes the bishop on golf 6, and black's won a piece.
Okay. So bishop takes foxtrot 7.
So you have to start analysing the lines where both rooks get captured. Yeah, that's the only solution. You can't move your rook without losing the bishop on golf 6.
Right.
So you must play bishop takes rook foxtrot 7. Game move for white is bishop takes rook foxtrot 7. And the game move for black, king takes rook on golf 5. Okay, so white is still a pawn up, but the pawns are scattered, four pawn islands. So the pawns can't protect each other, so the pawns have to be protected by pieces. But all the white pieces are over on the king side, bar the delta 1 rook. Oh, and black is threatening king takes knight hotel 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
golf 3 is one.
Which protects the knight and keeps the black king from playing king foxtrot 5. Because if this echo 5 pawns, the influence of the foxtrot 6 knight will disappear.
Mm.
White needs the pawn on echo 5 to stay where it is. So you can't, if you move the knights, knight foxtrot 3, white Black might play bishop takes knight followed by king foxtrot 5.
Yeah.
Black's beginning to get play. Yeah. So the only move to keep everything under control for white is pawn golf 3. Game move for white is pawn golf 3. It attacks a knight, but we're not sure we want to take that knight, because if we take that knight, we might lose the hotel 4 knight. So it's best just to leave everything as it's of the white pieces where they are for the time being. Well, it's black to play. Any ideas?
Okay. We should protect the echo 6 pawn, maybe, again. Bishop delta 5.
That would keep everything under control. Well, yeah, that would keep everything under control, yeah. And it would also stop the white book's influence of the delta file, if that's important.
Yes.
Okay, bishop delta 5 is saying, I'll just try and tough it out. You're a pawn down, by the way. But, yeah. All right, bishop delta 5 might be a sensible move. I don't know if white can make progress on the kingside centre.
Maybe we can take the bishop with knight. Knight takes delta 5 and echo takes delta 5.
Careful, there's a knight on foxtrot 4. Oh, I see. Okay, knight takes delta 5, echo takes delta 5. You play pawn takes foxtrot 4, king takes hotel 4, mm-hmm. and then rook takes delta 5, and you're two pawns up.
Yeah, and threatening to take the Charlie 5 also.
Yeah, Charlie 5. Well, you might lose your foxtrot 4 pawn.
Maybe, yeah.
Or, instead of rook takes delta 5, you might have the luxury of bishop takes delta 5.
Possible, yeah.
You should be two comfortable pawns up. That should be a safe win. Okay, bishop delta 5, knight takes delta 5. And there's one of the rules of chess. You have to realise you break. The knight on foxtrot 6 is much stronger than the bishop on delta 5. And yet there we are trading it off. Why? Because at the end of the sequence, we get two connected pass pawns in the centre, and they're two connected pass pawns advantage. So you're trading one advantage for another. Yeah, at the moment, we've got four pawn islands, and then we'd be down to three with two pawns up. So basically, black's running out of ideas. All right, so black in the game plays knight echo 2 check. Black's going for pawns. Black's saying there's not much going on, so I can't do anything. I probably can't hold the position, so I'll go for complications. Black in the game plays knight echo 2 check, picking up at least the Charlie 3 pawn.
Yeah, hitting the alpha 4 as well next.
And then hitting the alpha 4 pawn as well, you never know. Yeah.
It is a good try, I think.
So where are you going to put the white king? You can't go golf 2.
Foxtrot 2.
Wait, foxtrot 2, yeah.
Okay. Well, that might allow knight takes Charlie 3, the rook moves, and then the knight comes to echo 4. Check. Which would be the elimination of your foxtrot 6 knight in some way. Do you want to keep the foxtrot 6 knight? Ideally. So the question is, if you go king foxtrot 2, you give black the opportunity of knight takes Charlie 3, and depending where the rook go, knight echo 4 check to trade off. So is that a good trade for black or a good trade for white?
King hotel 2, I guess.
Yeah. This is the game move. The game move is King Hotel 2. Yeah, because, well, White is saying the knight on foxtrot 6 and the knight on hotel 4 and the bishop on foxtrot 7. Now, this black king hasn't got many safe moves, you know. So if the white rook could somehow become involved on the king side, well, there might be possibilities of trying to weave a mate nest again. All right, so King Hotel 2, Black's flag is probably close to hanging now. In fact, we've passed the time control. Black has just hit the time control, move 40. So White plays move 41, King Hotel 2. And Black in the game plays Knight takes Pawn, Charlie 3. So now the question is, where is the white rook going to go and why? Well, you've got plenty of time to think because you've just played move 41. So don't think in terms of squares, where is the white rook to go? Think in broad strategic terms. Where do you want the white rook to be?
On the 7th rank, maybe?
You're not going to get there because of the knight on foxtrot 8, okay?
Ah, yes.
All right, what has White's plan been all game for about move 15?
Hmm.
Yeah, well, what has White been playing for since about move 15?
To attack the king on king side. To play on king side.
So when I ask you, where can the white rook be used best?
King side.
Delta 3.
You have to find a mechanism to get the rook into the king side. If you go Delta 3, how can he get into the king side? Where's the entry square?
Yeah, you cannot do that. So...
You can't get the rook in on the hexafile. You could. You could go king golf... You have to move the rook. Rook Delta 2, king golf 1, rook hotel 2, move the knight, and rook can come up the hotel file. I'm not convinced that is going to work. So we need another square, another means of getting the white rook over into the king side.
Okay, rook. Charlie 1.
Rook got 4.
Okay, so what square do you think you want to enter onto the king side? What was the landing square?
Charlie 4.
So you're suggesting rook Charlie 1, the knight moves.
Yes.
You go rook Charlie 4, the knight moves again, then what?
Then rook go 4.
Ah, and then you've got 4 pieces and a passed pawn against a shivering black king.
Yes.
Okay, you're losing a pawn out of all this, you know. You could defend it with rook alpha 1.
Yeah, but it's not necessary, I think.
Okay, Your chess judgment, your initial judgment says that if the rook comes to golf 4, I shouldn't lose. I should at least have a perpetual if the worst comes to the worst. But I think there should be a lot more in there. I mean, come on, 4 pieces against 1.
Right.
Okay. So game move, rook Charlie 1. I'm just wondering whether Black should play Knight Echo 4 here. Oh dear. Oof.
At least we can take the Charlie 5. No.
Later. No, you'd have to trade pieces first and then play rook takes Charlie 5.
Yeah. First knight echo 4 and then.
Okay, so if knight echo 4, knight takes knight, bishop takes knight echo 4, rook takes Charlie 5. I fancy white will win the echo 6 pawn at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how yet. Hmm. All right. I think Black's probably saying, if I play knight echo 4, I'm going to be a pawn down in an ending, and it might not hold. If I go knight takes alpha 4, I could be risking checkmate on the king side, but if that doesn't happen, I've got definitely the better of this ending. Because the passed alpha pawn is distant, alpha 6 pawn is distant and supported by a rook. All right. I'm not 100% sure about knight echo 4, whether or not that gives Black a defensive try.
It's better than taking the alpha 4 pawn, I think. You should play knight echo 4.
Just to eliminate the strong foxtrot 6 knight, which is controlling an awful lot of squares around the black king.
Yeah. Because if he takes the alpha 4, rook, gold 4, Charlie 4, gold 4, and the mating attack, right?
Well, if it isn't, you'd be very surprised, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, for better or worse. Yeah. So I think knight echo 4 had to be tried here, but I can't see a direct refutation of it. But I think it's just going to be a very difficult ending for Black. Everything says white should win, but quite how white should win, I don't know, because there's always a possibility of a trading off a bishop somewhere along the way, and then Black giving up a knight on the last pawn, leaving white with rook and knight against rook, which is a technical draw, providing the defending king is not on the edge of the board. If the defending king is on the edge of the board, trapped by a rook, then the attacker can start thinking in terms of looking for a mate. It's very difficult to perform. Hang on, with rook and knight. Rook and knight, no. I think that might be a draw, unless there's an immediate mating combination because of an unfortunate defending king location in a corner. Or there's a forced sequence to a knight fork somewhere. Rook and bishop against rook. I think that. Okay. So, black in the game plays knight takes alpha 4. But I think knight echo 4 would be less dangerous. White in the game plays rook Charlie 4. Black in the game plays knight Bravo 6. Game moves. All these are game moves. Rook Charlie 1. Knight takes alpha 4. Rook Charlie 4. Game move. Knight Bravo 6. Game move. And white in the game plays rook Golf 4. Check. Forcing black in the game. Game move for black, king, hotel 6. And now we have the same position virtually as we had before. The black king has no moves. The first check will be mate. Unfortunately, you can't play rook golf 6 check because there's a knight on foxtrot 8, and there's no sensible way of eliminating the knight on foxtrot 8, is there?
Yes.
What, knight golf 6?
Not possible.
Knight golf 6, black might go knight either foxtrot 8 to delta 7, or the knight on bravo 6 to delta 7. So if you play knight golf 6, black can defend, either move the knight to delta 7, or play knight bravo 6 to delta 7. So if you trade knights, you've not made progress. because you still can't get rook golf 6 in. So which piece are you going to be looking to weave the mating net? Which piece is going to be the most important one to give check?
Okay. Rook, of course.
But how are you going to find a square to give check?
Rook go for 8.
Okay. All right. Well, the game move is, in fact, knight golf 8 check.
Ah.
But the king's got no moves other than king hotel 7.
Yes.
And then white sits and thinks for a long while and plays the game move knight foxtrot 6 check. Well, if king hotel 8, rook golf 8 is mate, so just put two moves on the clock. Black in the game plays king hotel 6. So we've not made progress. Tried one move, it didn't work. Okay. So your suggestion was rook golf 8, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's play it. It doesn't do any harm. Game move for white is rook golf 8. Now, what did you do when the rook moved to golf 8? Something happened in the position.
The foxtrot 8 knight cannot move now.
Oh, well, it can. Oh, no, it can't, because rook golf 6 is mate. Yeah. Of course, we can't eliminate it by the foxtrot, by knight golf 6, because black would just play knight on bravo 8 to delta 7.
Yeah.
But something happened when you played rook from golf 4 to golf 8 that wasn't possible before.
We can play knight to golf 4 check.
You could do, but then the king goes to hotel 7. How do you follow it up? If you could get the knight from hotel 4 to golf 4, that would indeed be me. But golf 4 is a light squared, so black can just simply block it all off with bishop foxtrot 3.
We can now take the pawn, echo 6 pawn, I think. No.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, because if bishop takes echo 6, knight takes echo 6, rook golf 6 is mate again, because the knight on hotel 4 protects golf 6.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You can play golf 4, golf 5.
Ah, when the rook went to golf 8, it vacated golf 4 for the golf 3 pawn. Golf 4, golf 5 is checkmate.
Yes.
Yeah. Note very carefully the relationship of the white knight on foxtrot 6 combining with the white rook on the golf file to the black king. The rook on the golf file pens the king to the edge of the board. He cannot move into the centre. And the knight on the foxtrot 6 square stops the king moving to hotel 5 or hotel 7. So the black king is stuck. The first check is mate. If it can't, if the checking unit cannot be removed, it's mate or blocked. So rook golf 8 is setting up pawn golf 4-5. Well, one of the key pieces in this is the knight on foxtrot 6. So if black can eliminate the knight on foxtrot 6, then the black king gets mobility to hotel 7 at least. It can't go hotel 5 because there's a bishop there. But as you point out, bishop takes pawn echo 6. might be of... Not, well, mind you, you're only winning a pawn back, and then it's two pawns each, so then it becomes a pawn race. So maybe playing for the mate is better than bishop takes pawn, echo six. But it's black to play. Okay, black in the game plays knight bravo, delta 7. And at last, black has got a challenge on this strong knight of foxtrot 6. So it looks as if the mating net, or the mating net that we've been hoping for with the black king trapped on hotel 6, is about to be removed.
Okay, rook hotel 8 check.
Okay, king goes to golf 7 or golf 5.
If golf 5, rook hotel 5.
Rook hotel 5 is mate, you're correct. Okay, so king golf 7. Now you can't go rook hotel 7 check because the knight on foxtrot 8.
Right.
And if you move your knight on foxtrot 6, you lose your rook on hotel 8. You've got to draw again with rook golf 8. Well, which piece isn't in the attack? White in the game plays pawn, golf 4.
Mm-hmm.
With the threat pawn, golf 5, mate. So if black tries knight takes pawn, echo 5, pawn, golf 5 is mate.
But if you take the knight on foxtrot 6?
Well, white captures with the pawn, and then pawn, golf 5 is two connected past pawns. Okay, so pawn, golf, 4. Well, white's always got a draw. White's got a draw no matter what. So white can spend time in investing, analysing pawn, golf, 4. Knight takes foxtrot 6, echo takes foxtrot 6. And it looks as if black's getting winning chances with the passed alpha pawn running down very quickly. White can always take the draw.
Yeah.
So black in the game virtually has to play knight takes knight. There's no other move. Black has to play knight takes knight, foxtrot 6. White's got two moves here. You could play pawn, golf, 5, check first, or you could just leave it as a threat. White decides to leave it as a threat. White in the game plays echo 5, takes foxtrot 6, which keeps the threat of pawn, golf, 5, check alive.
Black has now three passed pawns.
Yeah, but white has three pieces and two pawns to try and weave a mating net. So, echo 5 takes foxtrot 6, it's black to play. White's threat is simply Well, let's just assume black does nothing. White goes pawn, golf, fight, check. King, hotel, seven.
Mm-hmm.
White goes, what, pawn, golf, six, check? You could go king, hotel, six, pawn, golf, seven. Mm-hmm. The knight moves out the way. We trade rooks, and pawn, golf, eight is a queen. So the simple threats here. So pawn, golf, five, check, king, hotel, seven, pawn, golf, six, check, king, hotel, six, pawn, golf, seven. And if the knight moves out the way, we trade rooks and promote. So that's a big threat. Pawn, golf, five, check, king, hotel, seven, pawn, golf, six, check. Black might try knight takes knight. Knight takes pawn. But then white trades rooks on golf eight, on an eight, maybe. Or maybe there's better. Oh, no, there's better. There's better. Or is there? Hang on. Ah. Okay, here's a refinement. Pawn golf five check is a thrust. King hotel seven. White might do better to play rook golf seven check, which forces the black king into the corner.
Okay, hotel eight.
King hotel 8, and then play pawn golf 6, and then the white rook is threatening rook golf 8 mate. So these are all threats that black has to meet. So the idea is pawn golf 5 check, king hotel 7 forced, rook golf 7 check, king hotel 8 forced, pawn golf 6 with the idea of rook golf 8 mate. So black's got to find a move to cope with all this.
Knight goes to somewhere, delta 7 or hotel 7, something.
Okay. Suppose you put it on, if you go knight hotel 7, that's threatened, that stops pawn golf 5. But it does nothing about rook golf 6 check, mate. Protected by the bishop.
Right.
And if you play knight delta 7, white plays pawn golf 5 check, forcing king hotel 7.
Mm-hmm.
Rook golf 7 check, forcing king hotel 8. Okay. And this knight who's been out of play on hotel 4 all game.
Golf 6.
Comes in golf 6 checkmate.
Yeah.
Isn't it awful for black that the knight on foxtrot 6 was covering squares? Yeah. And when the knight traded for a pawn, the golf 7 square became available to the white rook to force the black king into the corner. All right. I suspect now, if Fritz had a go at this, he'd just say it's about 12 or 14 pawns up for white. In other words, white is just winning. Fritz might even say it's a forced mate in all variations. Your human intuition should tell you this is so strong. This is so strong that there must be something here. But what? Okay, black in the game decides that the golf six square has to be strengthened and plays bishop echo 4.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what happens. There's only one move to make progress, isn't there?
Yeah, gold 5 check.
Actually, I'm just wondering about rook golf 7 here. Oh no, black might put it. No, black might decide to lose a piece along the way and try and make something by pushing the alpha pawn. So white can't afford to give up both. White can probably win a piece in many variations here. But then white will have to play out an ending with black throwing the alpha pawn down to alpha 2 very quickly. So rook golf 7 threatens pawn golf 5 mate. But after rook golf 7, black has to put a piece in on golf 6. Which prevents white from playing pawn golf 5 check because it's unprotected. Oh, that must be close to winning. Rook golf 7. Let's play knight golf 6. You go knight takes golf six, and if black does nothing, the knight comes back again to hotel four. So after knight golf six for what black, knight takes knight golf six white, bishop takes golf six, rook takes golf six check, king hotel seven, pawn golf five, intending rook golf seven check. I think this is, must be close to mating. So rook golf seven is a strong move as well. So after rook golf seven, can black play knight hotel seven to prevent pawn golf five? I think the answer is yes. So the answer is white must play pawn golf five immediately. Okay, white in the game does indeed play pawn golf five check. Black in the game must play king hotel seven. Right. Now, the golf six square is triply defended and it's triply attacked. So if you play pawn golf six, you'll lose it. Pawn golf six for white, knight takes golf six, knight takes knight. Oh, hang on. Why isn't black losing a piece there? I'll do this again. Pawn golf six, black knight takes golf six, white knight takes golf six. Black bishop takes golf six, white rook takes rook golf six, white's winning a piece.
Yes, but three pawns are very difficult to stop.
Yeah, well, white might be able to queen the foxtrot pawn, but as you say, things. So basically, if you play pawn golf six too early, you're giving black a chance to lose a piece on the king side. And without white having a mating net. So white in the game plays rook golf seven check, which forces the black king into the corner. Forces game move for black king hotel eight. This runs. Five, king hotel seven, yeah. Rook is check on golf seven, yeah, king hotel eight. So it's white to play. Okay, that says check, but it isn't check. Right. So white now has a threat of a two move. White wants to cover the hotel seven square, and then the threat is rook golf eight mate. But you can't cover the hotel seven square with a bishop. It has to be covered with the pawn. So white in the game plays pawn golf six. And the big threat is rook golf eight mate. And if the knight moves out the way, to say knight delta seven, white plays rook hotel seven mate. So black has to give a piece up on golf six. If the knight moves to delta seven, rook hotel seven is mate. If the knight stays where it is, rook golf eight is mate. So black must play one of the pieces takes on golf six, but which one?
Knight, I think.
Okay. Because if nothing else, that at least lets the alpha 8 rook get across to the defence if need be. White's got to be careful. White could go into an... If white loses both pawns, white might be a piece up, but that's useless. There's a possibility of black giving up a piece on each pawn, maybe. And that would leave white with bishop and knight to beat three pawns. It should be done. It should be quite comfortable. If three pawns were connected, black might have, white might have difficulties, but scattered pawns, he can't do a thing. One bishop alone can hold the whole lot. Actually, no. The bishop would have to sit on somewhere like Charlie 4 or Bravo 3. And the white king would have to cope with the echo pawn. Yeah, it should be easy. It should be easy. All right. So, yeah, black in the game agrees with you and plays knight takes pawn, golf 6. Now, which piece are you going to take with and why? Okay, let's look at this another way. With the black king on hotel ace having no moves, which piece is going to be the better one to keep on the board to try and give checkmate? The knight. Yeah. So you don't you need the knights to land on golf 6 with mate. So if you take with the knight immediately, you give up all chance of mating the black king in the corner. And besides which, if you play bishop takes knight, at the right moment you might be able to promote the foxtrot pawn. So the game move for white is bishop takes the black knight on golf 6. And clearly, if black goes bishop takes bishop, golf 6, knight takes golf 6 is mate, and we got what we're looking for.
Yes.
And white is also now threatening bishop takes bishop anyway. So black must move the bishop. Black hasn't got time to move a pawn. As white then just plays bishop takes bishop, followed by knight, golf 6, mate. And if black plays something like rook, golf 8, white trades rooks, some plays bishop takes bishop, and that's it's going to take time, but that's a win. The pawns will get nowhere. The white three pieces and the king will eventually round them all up. So the black bishop must move somewhere.
Bishop delta 5.
Okay. Well, then white retreats the bishop to, say, Charlie 2. And what is it to stop knight golf 6 mate? Nothing.
Yep.
So the bishop must be able to cover golf 6 from another square. So if white retreats the bishop to Charlie 2, the black bishop must be able to move to cover golf 6.
Okay, so it's Charlie 6?
Okay, yeah, this is that's about the only way it can be done, yeah. Bishop foxtrot 3 won't do because of knight takes foxtrot 3. The only way to get onto the hotel 5 echo 8 diagonal is from Charlie 6. The game move is bishop Charlie 6. So if now white plays bishop Charlie 2 or somewhere similar, bishop echo 8, and we've got a bit of a defence again. But the bishop on Charlie 6 is vulnerable. Okay. Well, what white wants, white doesn't mind moving the rook from golf 7. If white can get a knight in on golf 6, then the black king will go to hotel golf ace. But what do we notice? Well, we had this pattern before, haven't we? A knight on the sixth rank, if you like, the king trapped on the edge of the board, and the rook trapping on the edge of the board. So if you can imagine the white rook being somewhere across on the queen side, the white bishop retreats, the knight comes in on golf six check, forcing king golf ace, and then the rook comes back to golf seven for checkmate.
Yep.
So white in the game plays rook Charlie seven, attacking the bishop. Chess is cruel. Chess is a very cruel game.
Also, when you're losing.
Yeah. So, black can't afford to lose the bishop. Besides which, white is now threatening bishop Charlie 2, say, or bravo 1. Charlie 2 looks safer. Then knight golf 6 check, forcing king golf 8, followed by rook golf 7 mate. So there's a mate.
But bishop echo 8 now?
Would be met by bishop takes bishop, rook takes bishop, knight golf 6 check, king golf 8, and the rook back to golf 7 checkmate. So the bishop comes to delta 5. Right.
Yeah.
There's a very nice move here for white. Very nice move to be found. If you retreat the bishop on the diagonal, black can go rook golf ace and prevent your knight golf six. Well, he doesn't prevent it, but knight golf six check can be met by rook takes. You're a whole rook up. You should be winning.
Bishop hotel 7.
Which prevents rook golf 8.
Yeah.
And also threatens knight golf 6 mate.
Right.
Game move, bishop hotel 7.
Yeah.
Now the threat is knight golf 6 check. Black tries rook golf ace. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
White goes knight golf 6 check. Black plays rook takes knight golf 6. White plays bishop takes rook golf 6. I suspect they're both in time trouble again, because the when white played bishop hotel 7, that was move 55. So now there's no complications. Bishop has just played the rook on golf 6. Black has no compensation for the rook. White can't. Oh, white is threatening pawn foxtrot 7. Rook Charlie 8 check and pawn foxtrot 8 queen, thank you.
Yeah. Right.
So black does the same thing and resigns. There's nothing here for black. Pawn alpha 5. Oh, actually, after, can you see the pattern of the bishop and passed pawn on foxtrot 6? What do you notice about the black king?
Can't move forward, so you just check him on the black.
You just check him on the back rank, it's mate. Rook Charlie 8 is mate. There's no sensible way of preventing Rook Charlie 8 mate. You can postpone it with Bishop Bravo 7.
Uh-huh.
But you just take it and. Yeah. So Rook Charlie 8 is the threat. So that's why black resigned.
Black could play Delta 5.
Yeah, then, oh, well, okay. Well, then you go Rook Charlie 8 check, Bishop Golf 8, and then what do you do? You could be clever and march your king to H6 and play Pawn Foxtrot 7, but just play Pawn Foxtrot 7. King Golf 7. Pawn takes bishop equals queen. If you can't checkmate with rook, bishop and queen, you shouldn't be in the Olympiad team.
Wow, what a game.
Yeah, I don't know where black went wrong. Maybe the knight bravo 4 idea didn't get as much play as black was hoping for. The knights had to come back to echo 7 anyway. Maybe black could have put the rook, maybe shuffled the rook's king side without wasting two moves. And it not only wasted two moves, but it forced white to put the bishop on a good diagonal anyway.
Yeah.
And white was always going to have to do that to get the bishop into play. So I think that was a good, entertaining game.
Yeah.
I think black did well to find defences, but they just didn't work.
I think it kind of taught me that if black just plays on his first three ranks, just develop the way white did there. Just develop everything.
Yeah.
But he maybe should have gone one more rook to echo, rook from foxtrot to echo 1. Then he'd be completely developed and black has no counterplay and then just keep slow crushing.
Yeah, I think the instructive thing in the attack was trade the bishops and play pawn hotel 5, takes golf 6, and then play on the golf pawn. So maybe black, as soon as knight hotel 4 came in, maybe black should have played the horrible looking pawn golf 5, just to kick the white knight back to foxtrot 3. I mean, the pawn structure is horrible. White might have a sacrifice going, so but maybe the black king could run across to foxtrot 7, echo 8, and hide on the queen side.
Well, hotel 6 was no good for him either. Maybe hotel 5, or just leave it there.
So if hotel 5 came in and took on golf 6, you'd have the option of rook hotel 8 to defend, because you could take with the hotel pawn.
Right. You should have a counterattack. He was kind of. Meanwhile, you know, you try to do something on the queen side, you save a move or two.
Yeah.
Black's queen side attack never got anywhere. Now, there was that chance, I guess, instead of
pawn delta 4, maybe snatch queen takes bravo 2.
Or even after delta 4, instead of playing delta takes charlie 3, play queen takes bravo 2.
Which threatened delta takes charlie 3, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got a real threat with an advanced passed pawn. And you win a pawn.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Very interesting.
Yeah, it was a very interesting game.
Who were the players? Probably never heard of them.
The White was an you probably haven't. Azerbaijan player, who is now Women's Grandmaster. The name isn't one of the household names. Umudova, U-M-U-D-O-V-A.
Oh.
And what black is an English player, Jesse Gilbert.
Did she ever get anywhere?
That's another story. She died about, I think, a month after this game.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Why?
She fell from a hotel balcony.
Oh.
Suicide?
There's a question mark over that. We don't know. There was no notes. So it looks either way. And there were some family conditions that could have indicated. Or it could have just been an accident.
Pretty unlikely accident, I think.
Well, she had been out drinking in the bar with friends.
And then the third possibility of murder.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anyone I think that one's ruled out. It's either a question of accident or...
Maybe because of the alcohol she's drink much. If
she got the courage. No, I don't. I get the impression that the balcony was one of those that wasn't easy to fall over.
Mm.
When was it, Paul, did you say? When was the match?
This game was 2006.
Wow.
Women's Olympiad 2006.
So she was 19, right?
She was 19 and a half when this was played, yeah, roughly.
This game could even have contributed in a little way towards suicide.
Well, she was playing in another tournament.
Yeah. Okay, on that grim note, I guess I'll quit.
Yeah, lots of speculation.
Yeah, it's all speculation.
But I didn't know that when I didn't know of this. The name struck a... I remembered the name. When I saw it on the database list, but I didn't have the story to go with it. But I'd examined this game and decided this game was worthy of study before I got the full story behind. Or no, not the full story. Before I got the conditions that followed or what happened thereafter. There's lots of speculation. It was in the English newspapers for quite a while.
What ratings they have?
White 21.76, black 21.44.
Well, it's a shame because obviously she's very smart and had a future there.
Have you got any more hippopotamus games, Paul?
Not lined up, no.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig some out.
I think Paulson, she used to play them, didn't she? You know, the two Russian girls, one of them, Judith Polgar, didn't she play Hippo sometimes?
No, she's Hungarian.
Oh, right, Hungarian, right.
And the three of them.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much. See you next week. Have a good week.
Okay. Bye, all.